you know, delay in finding opponents for week one and week two.
I can imagine, and you can't do much better than HSE and Warren right. Central. Coach, the run to state was a huge deal last year, really broke through that glass ceiling for the entirety of 6A in this area. How do you take the momentum from that and carry it into this year without really, with also trying to move past it? How do you kind of balance those two things?
Well, I think that you take away the grind that you had, and the kids understand how hard it is and the difficulty of the playoff system. And so that's the first thing. They've been through it. They understand. They know the difficulty. They know the tenacity that they have to play at to be at that level. You know, there's lessons learned every week. There's lessons learned from the state championship game. And so you regroup, you know, in the off season, and you figure out, you know, how can not only we do the same thing, but how can we be better than we were in the previous year?
Coach Doug Dine and Carroll Chargers joining us here in the High School Football Coaches Show. And I guess what with you guys offensively starts with Jimmy Sullivan. Started for you last year as a sophomore, was tremendous. Now a year older, year wiser, and a year more talented. And you start with that offense, and with him behind center, it's a darn good place to begin.
Well, it's always a great feeling to have your quarterback back, without question. You know, and, you know, Jimmy, at this time last year, you know, he was sipping from the fire hose. I mean, he was learning the offense as abruptly and quickly as we could, and we continued to build the offense and grow the offense throughout the season with him. So a year later, you know, he understands a lot more. He understands our scheme. He's even better at reading coverages. His leadership has improved. He's a very, very, very competitive kid. He has a great football mind. And so, you know, naturally, when you've got high character, you know, when you've got great work ethic, you know, and you have competency of what you do, and you care about your teammates, you know, people are going to trust you. And when they trust you, people are going to follow. And, you know, we've got several players in our program that are that way. And when you have that trust amongst players, then people do whatever they can for you.
And he's surrounded by a plethora of skill players, and also that offensive front, which I feel like even last year didn't get the due credit that it deserved, and figures to be a strength again this season.
Yeah, I mean, the wide receiver core and the running back group, you know, and Nate returns, and Hanson's a returning starter, you know, but we got some young guys filling in a wide receiver that are dynamite players. You know, Mason Boffman and Jaden Van Pelt are two sophomores that are going to be starting for us, and they are electric, dynamite players. You know, and you add Hanson, you know, and you add Brady Rode, you know, playing our tight end, playing our tight slot. You know, those four are really good. And Nate Starch ran for over 1,000 yards last year. We're excited about him. I was just saying, Nate is the heart of the offense. You know, he is that vocal guy. He is a very good leader. The offensive line, you know, we replaced a few guys, but we've got guys that are good size, and we're hoping that the physicality of the up front guys is improved.
Some of the standout guys defensively, Ashton Pasetsky back. He's a freak on the edge. You have Braden Steele at the back end. That's one of the more physical players in the entire state, in my opinion, and now he throws his weight around. And that's huge, and that's kind of where you look at it. When you have difference makers at every level of the defense, you can fill other guys in, and it just feels like last year you had some of those guys, and this year you have some of those guys to really build around.
Yeah, you hit on it. You hit on it very well, and that is you got to have leaders at each level. You got to have guys that you can depend on, that others are going to look up to. I mean, on the defensive line, I mean, Ashton's that guy. You know, he wears the number one jersey for a reason. I mean, he is going to be the heart of our defense up front. And you got guys at the second level that are very, very, very good players. I mean, Justin Anderson is a returning starter. Cameron Lentz started for us, you know, last year. You know, fill a hole with Ethan Tranquil, you know, not a bad name now to be starting for us. And Will Jeffries. And Will Jeffries is a dynamic player. He really is. And Will play outside linebacker as well. And you'll see Sam Freisinger, you know, giving spells at outside linebacker as well. And in the secondary, you know, you mentioned Braden Steele. Braden is a dynamic player. You know, I would even say, you know, I think he's the best all-around football player in the northern part of the state. And you got other guys that are filling in at corner and at safety that are really, really good football players. And so, you know, in lieu of that, you know, we're confident, we're happy where we're at in August, and there's a lot of growth to be had, you know, but in terms of, you know, being ready on August 18th, you know, we're good and we're confident.
Coach, you're familiar with HSC from last year in the semi-state, but they've graduated some guys much like you. So what are kind of the priorities tomorrow as you head down to Cicero?
Well, we got to defend the run first. I mean, you know, offensively, you know, they've got a running back that ran for about 1,500 yards last year. I mean, you can't discount the fact that they've got a really, really good receiver. And Hamilton, the number one, and they want to throw it to him too. New quarterback in, and so they're probably, you know, they'll probably take a little pressure off of him and let their big offensive line, you know, lead the way, you know, as would be expected. So you got to defend the run first. Defensively, their secondary is good. They've got a linebacker that returns and a nose that is really, really good player up front. And so, you know, it seems cliche, Justin, but, you know, you got to win the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. You know, you got to be physical up front, and the team that will control the line of scrimmage is going to be successful.
Coach, when you look at it tomorrow night, and even next week against Warren Central, dullards like me will put a lot of stock in what we see tomorrow and next week, and this is what it means for the rest of the season. But you as a coach that's looking at the long game, that's looking to win a division championship in the SAC and make another deep run in 6A, what do you want to see out of your team tomorrow night and next week?
I want to see our competitive level to be high. You know, we talk about competing at a competitive level of 5 all the time, which means that, you know, you're leaving it all on the field. You know, you're going above and beyond. And not only are you going above and beyond, but you're elevating play of others around you. And so we want to see our guys compete at a competitive level of 5. We also want to see, you know, enthusiasm. We want to see energy. We want to see, you know, great attitude and great effort by everybody. Those are things that the players can't control. But throughout the season, as you talk about, we want to see growth. You know, we want to see growth from week 1 to week 2. We want to see growth from 2 to 3 and so forth, so that when we get back into the playoffs, you know, come week 10, that we are ready. We're ready for the playoffs. We've played against, you know, high-quality teams, and we're ready for the grind of the playoff.
Coach, I appreciate the time. Thanks a lot for talking to us tonight. Good luck tomorrow night down taking on the Royals.
Thank you very much, Justin. Appreciate your time.
All right, buddy. That was Doug Dinan, head coach of the Carroll Chargers, joining us, man. Amazing the initial thoughts of Carroll have changed over the past couple seasons, and what Doug Dinan and his staff and the entire program has done to raise the level, raise the bar, raise the expectations of Carroll. 2 years ago, they were coming off a 7-3 season. Like, they were good, but you say, man, they're there, but they just can't get over it. They lose to Warsaw in the sectional. They lose to Homestead in the sectional. You know, Snyder beat up on them a couple years. They were a 6-7 win team program per year, but they just couldn't break through, right? And then 2 years ago, 10-2, you win a sectional, you play Westfield, but you get beat. And then you're going, man, is anybody in the 6A in this area ever going to break through? And then the 13-1 season last year, going to the state championship game, playing Center Grove, beating Lafayette, beating Hamilton Southeastern in the semi-state, beating Penn, destroying Penn to open the sectional. That's where we're at with Carroll now. We're expecting what we've seen. I'm not saying state getting to state every year. I'm saying the bar has been level. We're going into the first season where we said we finally have a team in 6A in this area that can roll with the best in the state, in the class. And that's a good feeling. Hopefully, a program like Homestead can join them. And nothing will be better than these first 2 weeks playing some of the best teams in the state. That's going to do it for us, everybody. Thanks for listening in here to the week one broadcast, the week one eve edition of the High School Football Coaches Show, brought to you by Hoopy Fieldhouse. My name is Justin Kenny. Thanks for Dan Vance. Thanks to Coach Luke Amstutz of East Noble. Also, thanks to Doug Guinan of the Carroll Chargers joining us here tonight. Next up, Tin Caps pregame show. Caps and Dragons tonight down at Parkview Field. Still have some time to get down there for the game. Hopefully the rain stays away. We've been back next Thursday right here, 6 o'clock, here on 1380 The Fan, 100.9 FM.
Many of you are aware of Hoopy Insurance Services' loyalty and support for local sports and youth leagues. But did you realize the Hoopy commitment to sports includes a turfed indoor practice facility? Tucked away off Stellhorn Road between Maplecrest and Lehmeyer is the Hoopy Fieldhouse, a great facility for indoor practices when Mother Nature is having a bad day. With 6,500 square feet of artificial surface, it's perfect for baseball, softball, soccer, and football. For a team, a league, or even a small group, the Hoopy Fieldhouse is available at just $50 an hour. Pitching, fielding, hitting. And it's the ideal spot when you can't take a chance on the weather, like tryouts or pregame prep. Youth football, little leagues, youth soccer. The Hoopy Fieldhouse can be your indoor practice home. Join now at just $50 an hour and get your times booked before it's too late. The Hoopy Fieldhouse, owned and managed by Hoopy Insurance Services. Get info and book times at HoopyFieldhouse.com. That's Hoopy, H-U-P-E, Fieldhouse.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopy Fieldhouse High School Coaches Show on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming. The Tin Caps Hoopy Insurance Services pregame show will get you set for first pitch. Now let's go to the ballpark.
Well, last night here at Parkview Field, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps engineered a major comeback in the bottom of the ninth inning as they came to bat, trailing the Dayton Dragons by a score of 4-1. And at one point in the bottom of the ninth inning, the Tin Caps had one runner on base and two outs. But lo and behold, an unofficial error, an official error, a single, a walk, set the scene for a dramatic, and I mean dramatic, game-winning three-run homer off the bat of Nerwillian Cedeno, and the Tin Caps literally stole a game from the Dayton Dragons, winning by a score of 6-4. Perhaps the most important win of the season for Fort Wayne. It enabled them to tie Dayton for second place in the Eastern Division in the second half. Both teams 1.5 games now behind front-running West Michigan, which never seems to lose anymore. Whitecaps also had a walk-off win last night up in Comstock Park, Michigan, scoring three times in the bottom of the 10th to come from behind and knock off South Bend 4-3. And tonight, if and when Mother Nature wants to cooperate, we hope to get Game 3 of this series underway. And the pitching matchup tonight, the Tin Caps are going to see the Midwest League and Fort Wayne debut of right-hander Henry Baez, a 20-year-old out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic, who pitched very well for Lake Elsinore in the California League before being promoted here to Fort Wayne. And Dayton will counter with right-hander Hunter Parks. And with that, we're happy to say hello again and welcome to what we hope will be another edition of Fort Wayne Tin Caps Baseball and another edition of the Hoopy Insurance Services pregame show. Hoopy Insurance Services, our family serving your family since 1981. Once again, our studio producer, the best in the business, Adam Lundy. We have re-kidnapped Derek Decker, who was AWOL last night doing some TV work, and we put the lasso on him, and he's back in the booth with us. I'm Mike Maz, and Double D, we're not going to get this game started on time because of intermittent showers, although as we look outside at the ballpark and the surrounding downtown area, we see some blue sky, some white clouds, and some black clouds. We just had rain that 15 minutes ago that was pouring when I was down on the concourse. But hopefully the rain is going to go bye-bye, and we'll get this game started and hopefully complete it as well.
Yeah, there's really no question. We are done with the rain for tonight. We're in good shape. Granted, this ballpark has taken plenty of rain today, but there's not a better drainage facility in minor league baseball, I'd argue, and this field is in excellent shape. In fact, the tarp is about to be pulled here momentarily. The staff is congregating down there. Pretty good chance this game's going to get played tonight, and I'm very much looking forward to it because how could you not be excited after what happened last night? One of the most exciting games in years for the Tin Caps. Come back, everything that you wanted in the ninth inning. Tin Caps were pretty lifeless up until that point, and then an error definitely prolonged the inning, but the offense was alive anyway with a couple of hits before that long blast by Cedeno, and it felt like a win that can turn the tides of a season. Mike, you remember, had that not gone the Tin Caps' way last night, they would have lost five out of their last six.
Yeah.
This team has kind of been skidding and scuffling in a time of year and in a playoff race where you really can't afford to do so, and that very easily could have turned the tides on the season.
Yeah, and your timing is perfect, Mr. Decker, because you're up here with me, and that gets you to escape having to do tarp pole duty. But, you know, our colleague John Nolan asked us earlier today, and he asked me specifically because I've been here for 20 years, believe it or not, if I could recall when the last time we had a game-winning walk-off home run. And truthfully, we're going to have to get our crack research department, maybe all three of us together, and working on it. The last time I can recall was back in the 2017 Midwest League playoffs, and when the Tin Caps were all but down and out against Bowling Green, and catcher Marcus Green came to the plate and hit one of the most dramatic home runs, extra inning home runs, game-winning home runs, series-winning home runs to take care of the Hot Rods. And, of course, the biggest playoff blow of all time. It wasn't a grand slam. It wasn't a three-run shot, but it was a solo home run back in the semifinals of the inaugural season here at Parkview Field 2009, when one at the time catcher, but eventually turned pitcher, and though he's no longer playing baseball now, he's still a favorite, Robert Lara launched one into the lawn seating area in left center field that knocked out the Great Lakes Loons and propelled the Tin Caps into the finals, where they would take out Burlington in three straight and win the championship. But those are the only three that I can think of off the top of my head. I know there may have been some others, but the excitement and what was at stake,
mm-hmm.
that may have been even more so. Throw out the playoffs with Great Lakes in 2009, because it was the playoffs. Right now, the Tin Caps, the Dragons, and the Whitecaps are fighting to get into the playoffs, where they will meet the Great Lakes Loons in the Eastern Division Championship once the season's over after September 10th. And, you know, at one point last week, the Tin Caps were in first, Whitecaps were in first, Dragons were in first, and turned out the Dragons were splitting a six-game series at Wisconsin. Tin Caps were splitting a six-game series at Lansing. And West Michigan was taking four out of six, and I believe it was from somebody from the Western Division. But in any event, West Michigan is on top right now in the second half for a record of 25-18. The Tin Caps and Dragons both 24-20, and there's only 22 games left in the season.
Yeah, and it will be a very exciting race down the stretch. This is going to be fun. It's a three-horse race, no question about it. And Great Lakes, who won the first half, is not even one of those three teams. So you've got West Michigan, Dayton, and Fort Wayne all competing for that last spot. A bit of developing news here, Mike, as we get you updated on tonight's start time. They're targeting 7:45 for first pitch here tonight. So that's about a 45-minute, 40-minute completely delay after the scheduled first pitch, which is really pretty good considering the amount of rain that we've had today.
Well, I hope you're rested. I hope I'm rested, because we're going to have a little lengthy pregame show. We're going to save our good friend and excellent studio producer, Adam Lundy, from having to turn all kinds of knobs and dials, some he's never even seen before, back at the studios of 1380 The Fan and 100.9. But we have a lot we can talk about between now and 7:45. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll recall and look at the action from around the Midwest League last night. We'll get to our game, last of the six, and we've got a big highlight to bring to you. If you didn't hear it last night, you will hear it shortly. But, again, we are in a quote-unquote delay right now, and the tarp is being removed, and then Keith Winter and his tremendous grounds crew will get the finishing touches put on this beautiful facility. And as Derek said, hopefully at 7:45 we'll have first pitch in game three of this six-game series. But we'll take a break and we'll come back and look back at what happened around the Midwest League last night after this timeout on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
If you're passionate about your business, chances are an off-the-shelf insurance policy isn't for you. But where do you find a broker that will treat your business like the special operation it is? Well, right here in Fort Wayne, actually. Hoopy Insurance Services, now celebrating 40 years of service to the Fort Wayne community. If you love fixing cars and have an auto body shop, they'll craft a policy with the right coverages for you. If you like helping others find their best look and have a beauty shop, same story. No matter what type of business you operate, Matt and the staff at Hoopy Insurance Services have the knowledge and resources to cover your unique circumstances. Trust the local business that's been doing business for 40 years. Call Hoopy Insurance Services today at 486-7488 to discuss your business. That's 486-7488. And of course, they're the choice for life, health, auto, or homeowners insurance as well. Hoopy Insurance Services. Their family serving your family and your family's business now for over 40 years.
1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Hear the latest from Brett Rump and the Sports Rush. Just download the podcast every day at 1380thefan.com or wherever you get podcasts. Fort Wayne Sports Station.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Yeah, whale, so.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov.
/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Not only do we have the best lineup of shows on Fort Wayne Sports Station, but our podcast bench is the deepest in the game. Download the latest Caleb and Kenny in the Morning and Sports Rush show every day. Listen to the best in Fort Wayne high school sports, including replays of games, plus Fighting Irish preview during Notre Dame football season. And for you IndyCar racing fans out there, our morning guys Caleb and Kenny bring you new track record every week. Find them all and make sure you subscribe at 1380thefan.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. Sit back and relax. This is Fort Wayne Tin Caps Baseball.
Welcome back, everybody, to Parkview Field and the Hoopy Insurance Services pregame show. Start of tonight's game delayed by rain, although it has stopped raining now, and as Derek mentioned a few moments ago, hopefully the rains have been banished from Northeast Indiana for some time. And the grounds crew, led as always by team president Mike Nutter, getting the tarp rolled up out in left and center field. And then when that's done, Keith Winter and his award-winning grounds crew will go to work and finish getting this facility ready for game three of this six-game series between the Tin Caps and the Dayton Dragons. But let's go back to last night a little bit, and we'll take a look around what happened in the Midwest League. First stop, Eastlake, Ohio, where Lake County was taking on Peoria in a doubleheader because they were rained out on Tuesday night. And the captains, who have had a somewhat up-and-down season, in the first half they finished at 31-34, tied with Lansing for fifth place in the 6-team Eastern Division. Well, they came into action last night, two games under 500 at 19-21, but they rallied. They made up the game against that was knocked out the night before, and they beat Peoria 2-0 in the regularly scheduled game. They beat the Chiefs 5-1, so they're back at the 500 mark in the second half. Over in Comstock Park, West Michigan jumped out to an early 1-0 lead. South Bend tied it with a run in the fifth inning, and they went to extras. And the way extra innings works nowadays in baseball, you start with the person who made the last out the previous inning goes to second base. And the Cubs would score twice. Let me correct myself. The Cubs actually tied it with a run in the eighth. West Michigan had scored a run in the second. But South Bend scored twice in the top of the 10th to take a 3-1 lead. But lo and behold, West Michigan came back. And they not only tied the game, they would win the game on a bases-loaded two-out walk. And they snatched the win, winning 4-3. Over in Lansing, the Lugnuts knocked off first-half East Division champion Great Lakes 4-3. In Davenport, Iowa, the Quad Cities River Bandits were shut out by the Beloit Skycarp 5-0. In fact, Quad Cities only picked up three hits in that ball game. And over in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, the first half West champ and second half leading Western Division Cedar Rapids Colonels were knocked down a peg last night as they were knocked off by Wisconsin by a score of 9-2. And that leads us to our game that took place here last night. And recapping what happened last night, Dayton would score two runs in the top of the first inning on a two-out, two-run home run off the bat of Jack Rogers, his 11th home run of the year, and they went up 2-0. They would add another run in the top of the third when, with one out, Edwin Arroyo tripled, his first of two triples on the night, and would score on a single through the left side of the infield off the bat of Sal Stewart. So Dayton up 3-0 after 2.5 innings. The Tin Caps finally got on the board in the bottom of the third, and thanks to a opposite field home run by Jacob Marcy. And Jacob Marcy is probably the hottest hitter in the Midwest League right now, bar none. Last week he won the Player of the Week honors thanks to a week where he had 13 hits and 23 at-bats. That equates to a .565 average. He scored 9 runs. He knocked in 4 runs. 4 of his 13 hits were extra base hits, a double, a triple, and 2 home runs. He also stole 4 bases as well. And that's not counting his outstanding defensive play in center field. While Marcy came to the plate with 1 out in the bottom of the third and hit an opposite field home run over the wall in left field, his 12th home run of the year. So that got the Tin Caps on the board, but they still trailed 3-1. It stayed 3-1 until the top of the fifth, when with one out, Edwin Arroyo picked up his second triple of the night, a line shot down the line into the corner in left field, and he would score on a sacrifice fly to center off the bat of Sal Stewart. And at that point, everything was looking good for Dayton. They were up 4-1. The Tin Caps threw 4 innings and only had 3 hits, and that included the Marcy home run. But the Tin Caps stayed the course, and they got advantage of a couple of really good plays. In the top of the sixth, Tyler Callahan was hit by a pitch with one out, but he was thrown out trying to steal second. In the top of the seventh, Justice Thompson led off with a double down the left field line, advanced to third on a ground out, but he was stranded there when Sal Stewart flied out to right to end the inning. And top of the eighth, they went down 1-2-3. Top of the ninth, Cole Paplum made his Tin Cap debut and got out of a couple of jams and got a little bit of help as Carlos Jorge was picked off first base by the catcher Anthony Villar, and at the time there were two on with two out, and so it's still a 4-1 lead going to the bottom of the ninth inning. Graham Pauly started off the ninth inning hitting a fly ball to relatively deep right center field, and whether it was divine intervention or luck or whatever, Austin Henrick, the right fielder, was right there, but he lost it, couldn't find it. Center fielder Justice Thompson was nearby. He couldn't find it. Ball dropped on the warning track, and Pauly was in at second base with what ruled a double. Lucas Dunn flied out to right for the first out of the inning. Albert Fabian struck out for the second out of the inning. And then Anthony Villar came to the plate. And Villar hit a ground ball to the right field side of second base. Carlos Jorge, the second baseman, went to his right, but he booted it, and the ball went behind him into shallow right center field. That enabled not only Villar to reach base, but it enabled Pauly to score from second base. And now the Tin Caps were just a little bit closer, and it was a 4-2 score. Villar then went from first to third on a single by Kervin Pichardo, where after that, Villar would score on a wild pitch. Well, that made it 4-3. Pichardo was at second base, still two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Jacob Marcy, who for the night went 2-for-4, the home run, he also had a double back in the fifth inning. He was intentionally walked. And that put two on with two out, and that would bring New Orleans Cedeno to the plate. Now, Cedeno had a single back in the third inning, but he had struck out in both the fifth and the eighth inning. So now he comes to bat with two on, two out, bottom of the ninth, Tin Caps trailing 4-3, and on a 2-1 pitch, this is how last night's game ended here at Parkview Field.
Fly ball to left field and deep, back on the track, on the wall, looking up, it's gone! In left field, and a bunch of people with red jerseys just had their prayers answered on the second home run of the year for New Orleans Cedeno.
And what a home run it was, giving the Tin Caps the come from behind 6-4 win. And again, the way things turned out elsewhere in the league last night, that ninth inning was so critical for Fort Wayne. Had they lost, they would have been 2.5 games behind West Michigan and 2 games behind Dayton. And again, there are only 22 games left on the schedule. So it was a super huge victory. And the spirits buoyed, and the Tin Caps had the nice celebration in front of home plate, where Cedeno, I don't know if he got the Gatorade or the water, but he got his head doused, and they went into the clubhouse and really enjoyed a big, big win. Well, that's what took place last night. We'll take another break as preparations are being made on the field right now. When we come back, we'll tell you what's happened, what's on the schedule tonight. And with a little bit of luck, we're going to get you updated just a little bit with other affiliates in the San Diego system. That is San Antonio in AA, El Paso in AAA, Lake Elsinore in Low A. But we'll cover that and more as the Hoopy Insurance Services pregame show continues in a moment here on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
Miotti is the official LED video display partner of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. From corporate boardrooms and TV studios to houses of worship and stadiums, Neody LED video displays are the trusted solution for all the major national TV networks, and locally for Sweetwater, the City of Carmel, Purdue Fort Wayne, IU, and countless others. Neody LED video displays, your local company with nationwide reach. Visit neody.com for all your LED video display needs.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Dan Patrick at 9 a.m. on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
When you think of other shows, if you tune into The Bachelor, and if I said, you know what, we're not going to do the rose ceremony on TV. It's just too mean. We're not going to do that. Well, that's the main thing of the show. Well, that's what Hard Knocks is. Hard Knocks is about you getting cut, that we buy into your story.
Dan Patrick at 9 a.m. Download the 1380 app. Listen from your smart speaker or log on to 1380thefan.com.
For those fortunate enough to help the person who has always been their hero, find the care guides you need to help at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. And it's also a vital service that provides important emergency information when your community needs it most. Tell Congress you need AM Radio to stay in your car. Because when cell phones and the internet are down, this free emergency service is critical. And when you don't have electricity, radio in the car is often your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Let us know what you think and don't miss out on the latest in Fort Wayne sports. Facebook.com/1380TheFan. Listen live at 1380TheFan.com or download our new app. This is Tin Caps Baseball on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Welcome back, everybody, to an expanded Hoopy Insurance Services pregame show. We will get Game 3 of this series between the Tin Caps and the visiting Dayton Dragons underway. First pitch scheduled for 7:45, if all goes well. But now let's take a look at other affiliates of the San Diego Padres with the realignment in 2021. Each major league team gets four teams that they can have, not counting rookie ball. And for San Diego, their low-A affiliate is the Lake Elsinore Storm, and their ballpark is only about 40-45 minutes away from Petco Park. Well, the Storm in the first half finished third in the four-team South Division of the California League with a record of 31-32, six and a half games behind first-half champ Rancho Cucamonga, which, by the way, is an affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. In the second half, things are a little bit better for Lake Elsinore. They are in tie for second place in the division with a record of 20-24, six games behind Inland Empire. And again, they have 22 games left as well. They are at home tonight, and they will be taking on Inland Empire, the low-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, in a game that will start at 9:05 Fort Wayne time. Let's move up to Double-A in the Texas League, where many a Tin Cap has been promoted this season. The San Antonio Missions are the Double-A affiliate of the Padres, and in the first half this year, San Antonio won the first half division championship in the South Division of the Texas League with a record of 37-32. So they are already in the postseason playoffs. And they are struggling in the second half, but there's been a big influx of player movement. Not only Tin Caps moving up to Double-A, but Missions moving up to Triple-A El Paso in the Pacific Coast League. So San Antonio, basically playing with some house money. They're 19-22 in the second half in the basement, seven games behind division-leading Amarillo. And tonight they are hosting Midland, the Double-A affiliate of the Oakland A's, and that game will get started at 8:05 Fort Wayne time. Now let's move ahead to Triple-A, where we mentioned the El Paso Chihuahuas are a member of the East Division of the Pacific Coast League. And in the first half, El Paso finished in fourth in the five-team division with a record of 32-43. In half number two, they are one game under 500, tied for third with Albuquerque at 20-21, five games behind division-leading Round Rock. And tonight, El Paso in Albuquerque, and that's a battle for third place in the division. Albuquerque, the AAA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, and I believe that game will start at 9:05 Fort Wayne time. And let's look at a couple of more things if we can real quick. We mentioned that for San Diego, players just signed mostly or other personnel will play in the Arizona Complex League. And right now they are in the, it looks like the Central Division. Nope. Let me change that. They are in the West Division, where they are currently in third place at 27-24, four and a half games behind the ACL Dodgers. And that's a familiar ring, as it seems like Los Angeles has had San Diego's number for several years, excluding the National League Finals last year, when the Padres finally got a series win. And the ACL Padres today are scheduled to take on, I believe it is the ACL, well, if I can get, find out what MRN is. Well, let me do a quick check there. MRN is, thank you, sir. It is indeed the ACL Mariners, the Seattle edition in the Complex League. And one more thing that we'll do before we go to break is we'll check out things in the major leagues themselves. And, of course, San Diego in the National League West, they have struggled all year long. And if I can get my computer to work, they won two in a row, including last night when former Tin Cap Fernando Tatis, among other things, stole home in what turned out to, I believe, a 5-3 win over Baltimore. And they are still at home tonight at Petco Park, starting a new series with the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks were the darlings of the National League West in the first half, but they've run amok in half in the second portion of the season. The Dodgers are running away with it. They've got a 10-game lead over San Francisco. And Arizona at the 500 mark, and San Diego is still four games under 500. Longest winning streak the Padres have had this year is three games. So they're going to try to get another three-game streak going tonight in game one of their series with the Diamondbacks. So that's what's happened with some of the affiliates of the Padres. We'll step away and get into closer detail and get ready for this ball game. Again, it's supposed to start at 7:45, but we got a lot more to talk about here on the Hoopy Insurance Services pregame show, and we'll do some more talking after this timeout on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
Located in Fort Wayne, On the Mark provides professional land surveying and mapping solutions for residential, commercial, and public works. Services include boundary surveys, ALTA surveys, topographic surveys, and construction layout. On the Mark is licensed and available for work in Indiana, Michigan, and Kentucky. Learn more at otmlandsurveying.com or on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Defining boundaries, redefining expectations. On the Mark, a proud partner of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps.
Tuning into the baseball game, monitoring the incoming storm, catching your favorite talk show. These are just a few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month. And did you know AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times? It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you're passionate about your business, chances are an off-the-shelf insurance policy isn't for you. But where do you find a broker that will treat your business like this special operation it is? Well, right here in Fort Wayne, actually. Hoopy Insurance Services, now celebrating 40 years of service to the Fort Wayne community. If you love fixing cars and have an auto body shop, they'll craft a policy with the right coverages for you. If you like helping others find their best look and have a beauty shop, same story. No matter what type of business you operate, Matt and the staff at Hoopy Insurance Services have the knowledge and resources to cover your unique circumstances. Trust the local business that's been doing business for 40 years. Call Hoopy Insurance Services today at 486-7488 to discuss your business. That's 486-7488. And of course, they're the choice for life, health, auto, or homeowners insurance as well. Hoopy Insurance Services, their family serving your family and your family's business now for over 40 years.
Right now, the forgotten poor are waiting for healing and care, for life-saving medical care, for a chance to live with dignity and hope. They are waiting for Mercy Ships and you. Mercy Ships is the largest floating civilian hospital in the world, with volunteer medical staff and crew who donate their time to save lives. And now, as our newest state-of-the-art hospital ship sets sail, Mercy Ships will double our ability to reach children and adults who need us now.
Without the work of Mercy Ships, these patients don't have another option.
Mercy Ships is answering the call to serve suffering people who have nowhere else to turn. Together, we are going to some of the world's most desperate places and bringing a wave of hope and healing to those who need it most. To learn more about this wave of hope, go to mercyships.org today.
Neote is the official LED video display partner of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. From corporate boardrooms and TV studios to houses of worship and stadiums, Neote LED video displays are the trusted solution for all the major national TV networks, and locally for Sweetwater, the City of Carmel, Purdue Fort Wayne, IU, and countless others. Neote LED Video Displays, your local company with nationwide reach. Visit Neote.com for all your LED video display needs.
From Parkview Field to across the Midwest, the Tin Caps are right at home on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM, Fort Wayne Sports Station.
Well, welcome back to the intersection of Ewing Street and Jefferson Boulevard, where the sun is shining brightly. Most of the clouds are heading for Ohio or Kentucky to our east or southeast. And looking to the north and the west, it's nothing but blue sky. And again, we're supposed to get this game underway at 7:45. Game three of this series between the Tin Caps and visiting Dayton. Series tied at a win apiece. And the teams are tied also in the second half for second place in the east with second half records of 24-20. Well, as the teams start to loosen up and warm up, Tin Caps in right field and Dayton in left field. I want to remind you, this is the second to last Thirsty Thursday of this 2023 season, and presented as always by Rudy's with $2 domestic draft beer and other drink specials. If you have nothing else to do, come on out. There's still some room for you to join in on the fun, and we'll see if we have as much fun tonight as we did last night. Well, Tuesday night when this series began, Brett Rump spent time on his Sportswear show talking to Tin Cap manager Jonathan Matthews. And we're going to replay that interview right now.
Of course, tonight, big series gets started out at Parkview Field. It is the Dayton Dragons that come to town. A six-game series, the two teams starting absolutely tied in the standings. Both of them looking up, and not far ahead is West Michigan, just a half game ahead of the Tin Caps and the Dragons. Joining us now to talk about this series is Tin Caps manager Jonathan Matthews. And I don't know if I just gave something away. I know you've said you're not a big scoreboard watcher, but are you aware of the significance of this series this week?
I've had an eye. I've had one eye on on the standings here over the last few days. So we've two more series with these guys who are kind of neck and neck now. So, you know, this is a big series. We look at them all like they're big, and we go out and work every day the way we kind of have from the beginning. But, yeah, the guys are – I think the guys are well aware of what's in them.
Of course, last week, another great series in Michigan by Jacob Marcy. I kidded TinCast President Mike Nutter yesterday, and I said if you could sneak into his locker and just say, welcome back to Fort Wayne, Michigan, to Jacob Marcy, because he's been banging the ball up there in the Wolverine State. We need him to bring that kind of stick here to Fort Wayne.
You know what? I think it was in Great Lakes. They were playing the Central Michigan fight song when he'd come up to death. He just went off. I need to maybe have him do that here to make that his walk-up song when he goes up to hit. But, yeah, he had a really nice series. He was named the Midwest League Player of the Week, which was that gave us two straight, I guess. Graham Pauly was the week before. So, yeah, when Mars is back home in Michigan, he seems to perform for the hometown crowd.
We've seen the real highs and lows with the offense as far as erupting 17 hits, 11 runs in the series finale. Is there anything that's a key to your offense? I mean, what I thought was most interesting about Sunday's game is you didn't have a long ball, and you'd been hitting some long balls for some key runs during the course of that series up in Lansing, but not counting on the home run, but being able to string some hits together. Is there anything different that you see in some of the better offensive productive games?
It's a little contagious, you know, when guys at the top of the lineup are getting on base. And then I've said this all year, that our guys really do a good job of sharing information with each other within the game. So even if a guy makes an out, on his way back to the dugout, he tells the guy in the on-deck circle, hey, this is what the guy's heater does, or this is how he tried to pitch me, or this is, you know, they give each other information, and it a lot of times helps us kind of string those longer innings together to kind of keep the line moving a little bit. I've been really proud of this group for doing that. And we did put on a nice offensive day without hitting any homers, and that's, I don't know, I think we might lead the league in home runs. I'm not sure.
Yes.
We're somewhere near the top.
Yep.
As a team. And not that I have anything against homers, but it is nice to score some runs without having to rely on that all the time.
Ethan Salas joins the ball club last week. Tonight we get to see him for the first time playing in Parkview Field. What's he brought to the ball club? What have you learned about him since he's joined you?
He's 17 years old, going on 30. He's been around the game of baseball his whole life. He's super mature. Unbelievable talent. And I talked to him. There's going to be a little bit of an adjustment offensively and defensively as he climbs the ladder. There's an adjustment from when he went from Arizona to Lake Elsinore, and there'll be an adjustment coming here. I think he'll make it quicker than most. But what a talented kid, humble, very mature. I'm, you know, excited that he's with us. I think our battery tonight, with Snelling and Salas, I think those are the two youngest players in the Midwest League.
And, and a couple pretty good ones, too, to match up as battery mates. When you put Salas behind the plate, because I thought it was interesting with a guy that's that young, that has not had a lot of experience with his pitching staff, and yet with the pitch clock, it's almost impossible to try to give any kind of signals for pitches or anything like that. And I know I've talked to you about this before, but how does he pick that up so quickly to know what guys want to throw, be able to put down the right pitch in the right situation? How much trust do you have in him in those situations?
A ton. And actually, just outside, I'm sitting in my office right now and in the coach's room, Ethan and Carlos Chavez and Brian Burris, our bullpen coach, and then Robbie Snelling, they're in there doing their pregame meeting as we speak as far as how they're going to attack guys. And so Ethan's baseball smart. He, like I said, he kind of grew up in and around the game. We have a ton of confidence in him. He's a quick thinker. He's a quick study. We have no questions with, you know, that he's putting down the right fingers at the right times.
Lucas Dunn had a big game on Sunday, and he's been such a consistent guy for you in the heart of that order. I mean, you go back to you know, late May into early June, and look at what he's done over these summer months, and he's just been so consistent, but also almost in some ways overshadowed by some of the great players that have played around him. But what has Lucas Dunn meant to this offense?
He's been invaluable to us, to be honest with you, and he got sick when we were in West Michigan, I want to say, and he missed some days, and we could tell, our lineup could tell. We're very left-handed. I could put in a lineup probably with 9 left-handed hitters some night if I wanted to, but then that makes us susceptible to left-handed bullpen arms and those things, and Lucas is a nice break in that. He's a right-handed hitter that does damage. He breaks up the Martorella, Pauly, Fallas, Marcy, Cedeno, left, you know, Luis, Fabian. He breaks up that left-handed bats pocket in the middle of the order, and that's been super valuable for us. And the fact that he's produced the way he has has been a nice bonus too.
Carter Lowen had maybe his best performance of the year coming out of the pen on Sunday with 3 1/3 scoreless, just 1 hit allowed. Didn't strike out a batter. Was there a different Carter Lowen? Is there something that he's working on that tries to, you know, maybe locate a little bit better, pitch to contact? What did you see on Sunday?
He pounded the zone, and that's how he got through 3 1/3 without throwing all that many pitches, actually. He pounded the strike zone, and if he needs a punch out, he can throw his slider for chase, or he can throw his fastball above the strike zone to try to get chase up there. But it was a situation where I think he was trying to get through as many innings as we could get him through, and he was throwing strikes, and he gave us 3 1/3, you know, much-needed innings on what was basically a bullpen day for us.
Well, big news, because we've been short in starting pitching, and Henry Baez transferred to Fort Wayne after having a really solid season at Lake Elsinore. What can you tell us about Baez? What do you know about him at this point? Where is he going to slot into the starting rotation?
I know his face now. I met him this afternoon. That's one thing. And I think he's going to pitch on Thursday. So I'm excited to have him. We got a couple of bullpen arms also. We got Cole Paplum, and we got David Morgan also up here to kind of give us the boost in the arm and the bullpen. So I'm excited about where we're at with our pitching. But, yeah, Henry, I think, is slotted in to pitch on Thursday.
Well, you know, it's always going to be right-handed arms in the bullpen and left-handed batters at the plate. That's just the way it's been.
That's all we've got.
That's it. So, make the best of them. Well, Skipper, we wish you the best of luck this week. Huge series against the Dragons, and can't wait to see some Tin Cast baseball downtown a little later tonight.
All right. Thank you, Brett.
That is the manager of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, Jonathan Matthews, joining us here on the Sports Rush.
Hope you enjoyed listening to that conversation between Jonathan Matthews and Brett Rump. We're getting closer and closer to first pitch. We'll take a break. When we come back, Double D, Derek Decker, will bring you tonight's starting lineups as you're listening to the extended version of the Hoopy Insurance Services pregame show on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
Located in the heart of downtown Fort Wayne, Three Rivers Luxury Apartments represent the very best in stylish city living, close to restaurants, shops, and the River Greenway. Recently enhanced by a multi-million dollar renovation, Three Rivers features beautifully renovated, modern apartments plus amenities like a state-of-the-art fitness center, a dog park, garage parking, and lobby art galleries featuring local artists. Three Rivers also offers secured entries with intercom access, not to mention excellent panoramic city and river views. Learn more at Three Rivers Luxury apartment.com.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
If you're passionate about your business, chances are an off-the-shelf insurance policy isn't for you. But where do you find a broker that will treat your business like the special operation it is? Well, right here in Fort Wayne, actually. Hoopy Insurance Services, now celebrating 40 years of service to the Fort Wayne community. If you love fixing cars and have an auto body shop, they'll craft a policy with the right coverages for you. If you like helping others find their best look and have a beauty shop, same story. No matter what type of business you operate, Matt and the staff at Hoopy Insurance Services have the knowledge and resources to cover your unique circumstances. Trust the local business that's been doing business for 40 years. Call Hoopy Insurance Services today at 486-7488 to discuss your business. That's 486-7488. And of course, they're the choice for life, health, auto, or homeowners insurance as well. Hoopy Insurance Services, their family serving your family and your family's business now for over 40 years.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by: never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal: we leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a non-profit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals, because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
The all-new 1380 The Fan store is open for business. 1380 The Fan apparel, mugs, tumblers, and more. Buy the items you want now at 1380TheFan.com. This is Tin Caps Baseball on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Here at Parkview Field on this Thursday night. We're not underway yet. It's a rain delay, but it's sunny now. In fact, the skies have cleared to the point where it's completely blue and all sunshine here tonight. This game is going to get underway in a matter of about 10 minutes. It was originally slated for 7:05, but rain before the game and all afternoon long has pushed back the start. In any case, we are going to have baseball tonight, and there's no threat of further precipitation throughout the evening. It's time for tonight's starting lineups. They're brought to you by Child's Play Plus, one-on-one care for your one-of-a-kind child. Learn more at childsplayplus.com. We'll start with Fort Wayne, who enters tonight's game a game and a half out of first behind West Michigan. They're the Tigers affiliate. Tin Caps are 56-54 on the season, 24-20 here in the second half on the heels of an improbable victory. Their win probability yesterday was less than 1% in the ninth inning, when they were down to their final strike, let alone their final out, multiple times in the bottom of the ninth. Norwillian Cedeno, the heroics, with a three-run homer. Jacob Marcy's leading off tonight. He's in center field. He's missed only one game all season long and leads the Midwest League in games played. Norwillian Cedeno, just mentioned him with his heroic homer to win it yesterday. He's at second base instead of short, batting second. Then Nathan Martorella, the Midwest League's RBI leader, is DHing and hitting third. Ethan Salas, 17-year-old prospect, number one in the Padres system, top five in baseball, and the highest-rated catcher in the minor leagues, is cleaning up tonight and catching. Then Graham Pauly is hitting fifth at third base. Pauly's been one of the best. He's hanging with just about everybody in the minor leagues right now, and even some in the majors when you look at his home run numbers over the last month and a half. 2 weeks ago, named the Midwest League Player of the Week. Carlos Luis is hitting sixth. He's at first base tonight. Then Jared Dale is seventh. He's at short. Josh Ramirez bats eighth in right field. Kai Murphy ninth in left field. Starting pitcher for Fort Wayne tonight, Henry Baez, right-hander promoted on Tuesday from Single-A Lake Elsinore, and he will make his high-A debut here tonight in a matter of moments. For Dayton tonight, they are 57-53 on the season. They're 24-20 in the second half, so identical record as the Tin Caps, and of course they will be also a game and a half out starting tonight of first place in the Midwest League's East Division second half standings behind West Michigan. Edwin Arroyo, their highest rated prospect is the shortstop tonight. He's leading off. Then Sal Stewart bats second at third base, also a top 10 Reds prospect. Cade Hunter is hitting third in left field. Batting fourth, Jack Rogers at first base. He's had a whale of a series over the first couple of games. Then Tyler Callahan bats fifth at second base. Ruben Ibarra is hitting sixth and DHing. Right fielder's Austin Hendrick, he bats seventh. Then Matt Nelson, the catcher, hits eighth. And Carlos Jorge is ninth in center field. Starting pitcher for Dayton tonight, right-hander Hunter Parks, opposed by Henry Baez. Mike?
Well, we have a two-man umpiring crew in the Midwest League, and this series thus far, we've had one regular crew member and one substitute. And the umpire set up for tonight, calling the balls and strikes, will be Guillermo Rodriguez, and on the bases, a Fort Wayne native, Jeff Spisak, who ironically now lives with his wife and family in Dayton, Ohio. And the umpires are brought to you by Lounge Optical, a proud member of the Sweet Family of Companies serving the Fort Wayne community since 1949. Schedule an eye exam and check out top brands at any of their six great locations in the fort. Discover more at loungeoptical.com. Now, right now, we've got the meeting between the umpires and the respective managers at home plate. And, Derek, we mentioned a long, long time ago when we started this pregame show, it's going to be the Tin Cap and Midwest League debut tonight for right-hander Henry Baez. What can you tell our listeners about Mr. Baez?
Yeah, Baez is from the Dominican. He's only 20 years old, so one of the younger pitchers in the league. The average age for a pitcher in this league is between 22 and 23 years old, so certainly ahead of schedule in terms of his development. Signed back in 2019 when he was just a youngster, almost as young as you can be when entering the international signing period. Hey, Ethan Salas can certainly relate to that. But Baez will bring a four-seamer, a two-seamer, a slider, and then a splitter. That's a new pitch for him this year. He's throwing that to left-handers, especially when he's ahead in the count. Storm manager Pete Zamora told Mad Friars earlier this year, said, of course, Zamora is a former pitching coach. He said he can see him developing a more mature and consistent delivery, and he's turned into a quiet leader in the clubhouse. And as mentioned, that splitter has been a dynamite pitch for him. It's kind of gotten him over the hump where he's had an ERA of 3.24 overall on the season. He picked up the slack where Robbie Snelling left off when he was promoted here to Fort Wayne, and Baez has kind of taken over as being the ace of the staff down at Lake Elsinore and now has very earnestly earned his own promotion here to High A.
Boy, his dad, Manuel, pitched in the Rangers system in 2000 for Pulaski in the Appalachian League. And then he became a scout for the Yankees and works at a baseball academy, so keeping in the family. And we'll see how he fares here tonight. And again, this is a pressure-packed game.
Well, it is in terms of playoff standings, but also certainly out of routine. This guy's pitching in a new ballpark that he's never been to before, and you already have started off by throwing the routine off to begin the game because you're starting 40 minutes late. That's not an easy thing for any starting pitcher to overcome. A lot of scouts and people high up in the business feel like Baez may have a future as a reliever once he gets deeper into the minor leagues and approaching the big leagues someday. But right now, he's been shoving as a starter. And, Mike, I think the most impressive thing for a 20-year-old is the fact that he's gotten deep into ball games, especially recently. Just a couple weeks ago on the road, he went 7 2/3, one out away from getting through the eighth. If he did that here in High A, that would be the longest start by any Tin Cap pitcher this season.
And who? Well, the Tin Caps have taken the field. That'll do it for this extended edition of the Hoopie Insurance Services pregame show. Thanks for staying with us. Brought to you by Hoopie Insurance Services, our family serving your family since 1981. When we come back, we'll finally get Game 3 of this six-game series underway here at Parkview Field on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
Located in Fort Wayne, On the Mark provides professional land surveying and mapping solutions for residential, commercial, and public works. Services include boundary surveys, ALTA surveys, topographic surveys, and construction layout. On the Mark is licensed and available for work in Indiana, Michigan, and Kentucky. Learn more at otmlandsurveying.com or on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Defining boundaries, redefining expectations. On the Mark, a proud partner of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps.
Neody is the official LED video display partner of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. From corporate boardrooms and TV studios to houses of worship and stadiums, Neody LED video displays are the trusted solution for all the major national TV networks and locally for Sweetwater, the City of Carmel, Purdue Fort Wayne, IU, and countless others. Neody LED video displays, your local company with nationwide reach. Visit neody.com for all your LED video display needs.
From Parkview Field to across the Midwest, the Tin Caps are right at home on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM, Fort Wayne Sports Station. Tin Caps Baseball is on the air. Every game of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps season here on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Hassel hammers it deep to left. Rodriguez is back. He looks. It's good!
The Fort Wayne Tin Caps, the high A affiliate of the San Diego Padres.
Here's a drive! Down the line! Is it fair? Is it fair? It is gone! The granny comes to fruition!
Before they shine in the show, they star in the 260.
Tatis drives it deep to left center. It's gone, and it's a record.
This is in the air to right field. Back it goes. Fernando Tatis Jr., a grand slam.
Now let's go up to the booth.
From Parkview Field here in downtown Fort Wayne, Indiana, it is finally time for Fort Wayne Tin Caps baseball. Tonight, Fort Wayne Tin Caps, the high A affiliate of the San Diego Padres, play host to the Dayton Dragons, the high A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds, in exciting Midwest League action. Happy Thursday to one and all, along with our studio producer Adam Lundy and with Derek Decker back from being AWOL last night. I'm Mike Moss, and we've had a delay because of rain earlier in the day, but sun is shining brightly now, temperature near 70 degrees. And the Tin Caps sending out right-hander Henry Baez, 6'3", 175, 20 years of age, out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic, just promoted from Low A Lake Elsinore. He'll be making his debut for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps and in the Midwest League as well. The defense behind Baez has Kai Murphy in left field, Jacob Marcy in center field, Joshua Mears in right field. Graham Pauly is at third base, Jared Dale, the shortstop, and William Cedeno, last night's hero, at second base. Carlos Luis over at first. Ethan Sowers, the 17-year-old phenom, behind the plate. Stepping into the left-hand batter's box to start things off for Dayton is the highly touted shortstop, Edwin Arroyo, batting 258, 10 home runs, and 47 runs batted in. Four for nine in the series thus far, two singles and two triples. First pitch of the game misses ball one. 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and the second pitch is low again, and it's 2-0. Being a Thursday night, a thirsty Thursday at that, the Tin Caps wearing the Kelly Green jerseys with white numbers, white lettering, Fort across the front. As the 2-0 pitch is taken for a strike, it is now 2-1. The white pants with the vertical green stripe up the leg and the green cap with the Apple logo on the forehead. Line shot foul off to the left and bouncing around the Toyota field box seats.
Yeah, Baez will reach up to 96. He's even touched 97 a few times in single A, so he can bring a fastball just heating up here early on.
Another 2-2 pitch. Fly ball into shallow center field. Jacob Marcy on the run. Now he gets there and makes the catch for out number one. That's going to be a priority not only for Baez, but for the entire Tin Cap pitching staff, keeping Edwin Arroyo off the bases.
Hey, that's a pretty good speed rat last night, right? Two triples?
Oh, geez, did he ever. Well, that'll bring up the third baseman, Sal Stewart. And he takes a first pitch strike. Stewart, in his brief time with Dayton, batting 355. No home runs, four runs batted in. Two of those RBIs came last night. Next pitch, in for a strike as well, and quickly it's 0-2. Stewart utilizes his available timeout. Supplemental first round pick by Cincinnati in last year's draft, 32nd pick overall. And he hits a one-hopper to second base. Cedeno up with it to throw to first in time. And there are two away. And Derek, I just have this instinctive feeling that what the Tin Caps pulled off in the bottom of the ninth inning last night is staying with them right now.
Yeah,
excellent defensive play by Cedeno. That ball was hit like a rocket.
Well, again, as we mentioned, Mike, in the pregame, that's the kind of win that can turn the tides of a season when you're scuffling, especially this time of year.
That'll bring up the left fielder, Cade Hunter, who takes the first pitch ball. Hunter was the catcher last night. Left-handed batter. Takes that pitch inside, and it's 2-0. Hunter batting .225, three home runs, and 13 runs batted in. Next pitch, low and away, three balls and no strikes. Hunter, fifth round pick by the Reds in the 2022 draft out of Virginia Tech. So you can always say he was once and always a Hokie. And the 3-0 pitch taken for a strike, it's 3-1. Ground ball towards second base again, gobbled up by Noelian Cedeno. He throws to first. Hunter retired, and so are the Dragons in the top of the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. At the end of a half inning, it is Dayton nothing. Fort Wayne coming to bat on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
Tin Caps Baseball is brought to you in part by Shaw Law, Fort Wayne's injury attorneys, located in downtown Fort Wayne, across the street from Parkview Fields. Injuries can change your life for the worse with medical bills and lost wages. That's why Shaw Law gets you the money you deserve after an injury. It's easy. Call or text 260-777-7777. That's 260-ALL-7s. Shaw Law. It's easy and it's free until they win.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This season at Parkview Field, batter up to the plate and batter up at the concession stand with beer-battered Brew City fries, the official fries of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. The batter makes it better, and for more than two decades, Brew City fries and appetizers have been made with real craft beer that delivers flavor and crispness you'll love. Batter up with Brew City fries and hit a home run while watching your Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Or, if the team is away, ask for Brew City fries and appetizers at your favorite bar or restaurant.
The Caps are on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Tin Caps coming to bat for the first time on this Thursday night. They will send to the plate Jacob Marcy, Noelian Cedeno, and Nathan Martorella to face right-hander Hunter Parks. Parks 6'4", 187. Eighth round pick in the 2021 draft. He's out of York, South Carolina. Jacob Marcy, the reigning Midwest League Player of the Week, swings on the first pitch and chops one towards second base, where Tyler Callahan fields it cleanly and tosses accurately to first baseman Jack Rogers, and quickly there is one away. That'll bring up the hero from last night with that game-winning three-run homer in the bottom of the ninth inning, Noelian Cedeno, on the season batting .231 now with two home runs and 17 runs batted in. Switch hitter batting left-handed. Takes a pitch high and outside for ball one. The Dayton outfield has Cade Hunter in left, Carlos Jorge in center, Austin Hendrick in right. Give it the infield after this 1-0 pitch, which is inside for ball two. Sal Stewart at third, Edwin Arroyo at short, Tyler Callahan at second, Jack Rogers at first, Matt Nelson doing the catching. The 2-0 pitch, a fastball high, and it's three balls and no strikes, and Parks walks off the back of the mound to maybe take a deep breath and try to recompose himself. The 3-0 pitch is inside for ball four, so Cedeno draws a one-out walk. That'll bring up tonight's designated hitter for Fort Wayne, Nathan Martorella. Struggling a bit at the plate recently, but he's still batting 258, 16 home runs, and 72 runs batted in. Big left-handed batter who takes a pitch outside for ball one. That's like five in a row missed by Parks. This pitch outside, it's 2-0.
Yeah. And this has been a problem for Parks throughout his career. While his strikeout numbers are good, and he's even kept his ERA down this year under 4 throughout the season.
2-0 pitch swung on and missed as Parks pulled the string on that pitch.
His walk rate is still way too high. He's averaging more than 6 walks per 9.
Wow.
44 walks in 65 innings is a gaudy number, and it's not a good gaudy.
That pitch stays outside. 3-1 now the count. Nathan Martorella, 6'1", 224, 22 years of age, out of Salinas, California, former Cal Berkeley Bear. 3-1 pitch fouled off the facing above one of the 16 suites here at Parkview Field on the third base side. Almost looked like an excuse me, I don't want to swing. And the count's full with 3-2. Cedeno on the move. The pitch is low for ball 4. So Martorella, like Cedeno, drawing a walk here in the first inning. Putting 2 on with 1 out for the catcher, Ethan Salas. Ethan Salas has to be the youngest player in the Midwest League at just 17 years of age. Originally born in Kissimmee, Florida, spent time in Venezuela. He takes a pitch outside for ball 1. And that will bring a visit to the mound from Dayton pitching coach. And where are we here? Here we go. Todd Naxadoff. If I pronounced that correctly, Naxadoff. Naxadov. And this Thirsty Thursday crowd starting to get just a touch on the, what's the term I want to use? Excited side?
Well,
they are making some noise.
To be completely honest with you, anytime you got to sit through a rain delay, I know you're slurping down $2 brewskis downstairs. So I think some extra life is to be expected in the crowd tonight.
First pitch to Salas is inside for ball 1.
This is a perfect storm for energy. Thursday night,
yeah.
$2 beer, and a rain delay.
That pitch low. And I've lost count. Derek, how many pitches in a row have been out of the strike zone?
Well, that's number 4. Martorella did go to a full count in his AB.
This pitch, that misses. And it's ball 4. Back-to-back-to-back walks have loaded the bases with 1 out.
Man, that's not how you want to begin a start, walking the bases loaded in succession in the first inning. And now you bring up a guy who's homered more than almost anybody since late June in professional baseball. That includes the major leagues. Paulie's been one of the best power hitters in the country.
Former Duke Blue Devil stands in the left-hand batter's box. And he takes a pitch on the inside corner for strike 1. Graham batting .286, as you mentioned, 13 home runs and 40 runs batted in, and he's yet to play 40 games. That pitch high and inside, it evens the count at 1-1, a 98-mile-an-hour fastball thrown by Parks.
And he's been up to 99 a couple of times already, too.
Foul back to the screen, and the count goes to 1-2.
It's definitely something that's new for him, too. His velocity's gotten better as he's progressed through the minors. Last year, his average was in the mid-90s when he was down at Daytona in single A.
chopper hit it on the right side of the infield. Fielded by Rogers, the first baseman, who flips it to Parks covering the bag. Pauly is out, but coming in from third to score is the Willie and Cedeno. And the Tin Caps have taken a 1-0 lead. The other base runners, Martorella and Salas, move up 90 feet each. 1-0, two ducks in a pond, 2 outs, and Carlos Luis coming to the plate.
Got to get more than one here, Mike.
You really do. Luis takes a first pitch strike, a 77-mile-an-hour changeup. Next pitch low, and it's 1-1. If the Tin Caps don't score any more runs, Dayton will feel like they've just won the lottery. Facing a bases-loaded situation and only one out. Swing and a miss. More slow stuff. That pitch clocked at just 79 miles an hour. And by the way, our pitch speeds are brought to you by Hallmark Home Mortgage. Hallmark brings you home. Learn more at hallmarkhomemortgage.com. Here's a pitch. Gets over the head of the catcher, heading for home. And scoring, standing up, is Martorella. Salas moves up to third on what will be ruled, I believe, a wild pitch. 2-0, Tin Caps.
This has just been a disastrous inning for Parks, and the reality is the two balls that have been put in play have been ground ball rollers to the first base side. Soft contact when he puts it in the zone.
Swing and a miss. Parks just got bailed out by Carlos Luis, who strikes out to end the inning. But the Tin Caps, without benefit of a hit, score 2 runs in the bottom of the first. They take a 2-0 lead as we head to the second on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
Ride and arrive in style in Fort Wayne and beyond. Founded in 1998, Royal Excursion is committed to offering quality transportation, ensuring the highest level of safety, and providing top-flight customer service, reliability, flexibility, and value. They offer private and group charter services for businesses, teams, schools, and families to take you around the country. Learn more at royalexcursion.com. Royal Excursion, the official transportation of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps.
Best service, best products. Do it best.
Before you paint, talk to the paint experts at your local Do It Best Hardware. Their paint team can help you get the right kind of paint and accessories. Painting can be fun, especially when you find the perfect color for your room. Do It Best can color match thousands of colors. So, the only limitation is your imagination. Bring your ideas to your neighborhood Do It Best Hardware and let them help turn your ideas into reality.
Best service, best products.
I already had an associate degree, but I always knew I wanted to earn my bachelor's. Indiana Tech made it possible, even while I was working a full-time job.
Indiana Tech has quality degree programs that help busy working adults advance their careers, and the personalized support that helps them succeed.
I'd tell anyone thinking about college to enroll in Indiana Tech today. I am so thankful I made the choice.
Learn more today about how Indiana Tech can help you build your bright future at online.indianatech.edu.
From the heart of downtown Fort Wayne to across the heartland, this is Tin Caps Baseball, Caps On.
Well, Henry Baez has a 2-run lead to work with as he pitches to date in the second inning. First up, first baseman Jack Rogers. First pitch is low for ball one. Rogers batting 263, 11 home runs and 57 runs batted in. And for the bulk of the year, he's alternated between first base and left field. This pitch misses inside, and it's 2-0. Caps taking advantage of a little bit of wildness by Dayton starter Hunter Parks to score twice without a hit in the bottom of the first inning. 2-0 pitch in for a strike. It's 2-1. Foul tip in and out of the glove. Salas, the catcher. 2-2 the count. Kai Murphy in left, Jacob Marcy in center, Joshua Mears in right. They're playing straight up. Line foul off the screen, landing in the Dayton dugout, third base side. Still 2-2. Graham Pauly at third, Jared Dale at short, and Willian Cedeno at second, Carlos Luis at first. Next pitch, breaking ball on the dirt, and the count runs full at 3-2. Baez at the side down in order in the top of the first inning. Fly out and two ground outs to second base. Here's his payoff pitch. Ground ball up the middle, but playing it perfectly behind the back at second is Dale. His sidearm throw to first in time. Rogers away, and there is Rogers out, rather, and there's one away here in the top of the second inning.
So Baez, when that ball went by him, hit the deck. His caboose landed on the edge of the dirt mound. He was trying to get out of the way and then just kind of tripped over his own feet. It is still a little bit slippery out there, but Baez fortunately seems to be okay after getting that ground ball.
Second baseman Tyler Callahan at the plate, and he fouls one back to the screen at strike one. Callahan batting .236, 8 home runs and 47 runs batted in. Third round pick by the Reds in the 2019 draft. Out of Providence School in Jacksonville, Florida. 0-1 pitch, a little bit high. That evens the count at 1-1. Left-handed batter. Outside, two balls and a strike. Some remnants of sunshine still in right center and right field, but fading fast.
It's a beautiful night now.
Sure is. This pitch low, 3-1 to count on Callahan. And he's batting with one out. The base is empty here in the top of the second inning. Tin Caps leading Dayton 2-0. The 3-1 pitch. Call strike two. Infield back all the way around. Here comes the payoff pitch. Low for ball four. Callahan becomes the first Dayton base runner of the night with his one-out walk here in the second inning. That'll bring up the designated hitter, Ruben Ibarra, hitting .223, 11 home runs and 43 runs batted in. Earlier in this series, he has played at first base. Open stance for the right-handed batter. And he takes a pitch low for ball one. Ibarra, fourth-round pick by the Reds in the 2021 draft out of San Jose State. The set. And the pitch. It hit him. On the left elbow where he had a protective guard. So a walk and a hit batsman have put Dayton in business here in the top of the second inning. Two on, one out for the right fielder, Austin Hendrick. Hendrick hitting .215 with 11 home runs and 41 runs batted in. But Derek, last night he made a sensational defensive play to rob Nathan Martorella of a two-run extra base hit.
Yeah, he sure did. That was a tremendous jump. It was perfectly timed. He was tracking it over his shoulder in deep right center. Great play all around by a defense for Dayton that has been plus this week.
Swing and a miss.
I realize that's probably falling on deaf ears given the big blunder in the ninth inning yesterday, but overall, the defense has been excellent. Yeah. In fact, that's the only defensive error that Dayton has had so far this week.
Look back at second. Now the pitch. High for a ball, and it's 1-1. Again, Baez just 20 years of age. Making his debut at the high A level. Dealing with a batter with two runners on base. Let's see how he does. Breaking ball in for a strike, and it's 1-2. Now the right-hander sets and pitches. Foul back to the screen. Hendrick just got a piece of that one, and it stays 1-2. Hendrick was the top pick by Cincinnati in the 2020 draft, 12th pick overall. He's out of Oakdale, Pennsylvania. Now a little bit of dancing at second base, and Baez whirled around as if he were to throw to second, but he hung on to the baseball. No harm, no foul. In the dirt, blocked by Salas. Evens the count at 2-2.
Baez is now having similar problems. Both these guys are right at or below 50% in terms of strike throwing here in the first inning and a half.
Let's see what happens on this 2-2 pitch. Call strike three! Hendrick frozen at the plate like a popsicle, and there are two away. First strikeout for Henry Baez.
It's well located by Baez, right at the very bottom of the zone. Had a little sink to it at the very end, too. That's a pitch that we have not seen from Baez yet with his arsenal, and he has mixed it up well. It's just about getting the ball over the plate more consistently now.
We'll bring up the catcher, Matt Nelson. He pops one foul first base side. That's going to get into the seats for strike one, about four or five rows behind the tin cap dugout. I talked with the voice of the Dragons yesterday, Tom Nichols, who was the initial voice of the then Fort Wayne Wizards back in 1993, and we talked a little bit about Matt Nelson. He was going to interview Matt for his pregame show, trying to get his average up higher. Ground ball foul off the rail in front of the Dayton dugout, and that's still a two-strike count. He comes in tonight batting 212, but he's got power, 16 home runs, 39 runs batted in. Former Florida State Seminole, supplemental first-round pick in the 2021 draft. He's out of Largo, Florida. They like his power, but they want him to get the batting average up. Another two-strike pitch. Check swing. No swing, and it's 1-2. Derek, I've noticed that Baez seems to have more confidence in his slow stuff, breaking ball and changeup. Fastball down and away, and that evens the count at 2-2. In the set. Now the pitch. Line shot into left field. That's a base hit. Rounding third, Callahan, and he will score. Throw to the plate, cut off. Nelson with his 40th run batted in, scoring Callahan, moving Ibarra up to second. And the Dragons have cut the deficit in half. They now trail Fort Wayne 2-1.
This pitch was outer half to Matt Nelson, and he crushed it. Pieced through the left field side, and that's actually the first hit of the game. There's been six base runners, and that was the first hit.
Yeah. Carlos Jorge takes a pitch low for ball one. Jorge 0-7 plus a walk in this series so far. Chops one towards short. Dale has it. Steps on the bag at second for the force out of Nelson, and that'll end the top of the second inning. But Dayton gets on the board. One run, one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. 2-1 Tin Caps on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
Caleb and Kenny in the morning.
What started the real craze of conference realignment was the emergence of the Big Ten Network.
because of the money involved and every other league seeing that and playing catch up. And that's when I think the money really started going up. Then you saw the SEC trying to play catch up, the ACC, the Pac-12 with their own networks and all that stuff. And that's just kind of started the runaway train.
Caleb and Kenny, mornings at 7. Hear it all on the 1380 app.
PNC Bank is committed to making a difference in the lives of their customers and communities by helping all move forward financially. As a Main Street bank, they try to do right by their customers with every encounter. Their local teams offer personalized financial advice to help guide customers to making the best decision. They're proud to be part of the Fort Wayne community. See how PNC Bank can make a difference for you at PNC.com. PNC Bank. National Association. Member FDIC.
What if we could harness the power of the sun by using the earth to transform the way we use energy? Water furnace geothermal systems are simply the most efficient way to keep your family comfortable. Winter or summer, day or night, rain or shine, without burning fossil fuels. Giving you the freedom to focus on life. To learn more about switching to the reliable renewable, visit waterfurnace.com/reliable right now.
From Parkview Field to across the Midwest, the Tin Caps are right at home on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM, Fort Wayne Sports Station.
Lower third of the order due up for Fort Wayne here in the bottom of the second inning. Jared Dale, Joshua Mears, Kai Murphy facing right-hander Hunter Parks. Dale swings and misses, strike one. Jared just getting his season underway. He was starting shortstop for most of last year here in Fort Wayne. How about by injury this year? Swings and foul tips that one into the glove of Matt Nelson, the catcher, and the count quickly 0-2. Dale 6'1", 195, 22 years old out of Melbourne, Australia. Flares one into center field. Back is the second baseman. In is the center fielder, and it's Callahan, the second baseman, that makes the catch for out number one.
Well, it's not an easy play for Callahan, and the infielders kind of converged. Worth noting, if you were outside and you're around the fort today, it was breezy in the morning and throughout the afternoon, but the wind has really calmed down after the rain has stopped tonight, so should not be much of a factor.
Joshua Mears takes the first pitch strike. Mears trying to get untracked offensively, hitting just 150, but he has 8 home runs and 27 runs batted in. Here's a drive to left. It's back. It's up. And it is gone. Whoa, Nelly. What a prodigious blast by Mears. He almost hit the Harrison on the fly.
Yeah, at the very least, it bounced up against the edge of the building. That was a moonshot by Mears, and that was an absolute no-doubter off the bat. Hunter took about 3 steps back and then turned and looked and watched that baby fly. Man.
3-1 Fort Wayne as Kai Murphy swings and misses for strike one. 9th home run of the year, 28th run batted in for Joshua Mears. Chopper foul in the Tin Caps dugout. It's 0-2. And with that home run, that means another generous donation has been made to Habitat for Humanity. Thanks to the O'Daniel Automotive Group throughout the season, the Tin Caps are hammering for Habitat with each home run they hit. To find out how you can hammer for Habitat, go to FortWayneHabitat.org. Murphy fouls one off to the left. It stays a 2-strike count. I'm not sure how far that was hit, Derek, but that was it was tattooed. Swing and a miss. Murphy strikes out, and there are two away.
388 unofficially off the bat.
Well, that 388-foot home run. Distance brought to you by On the Mark, based in Fort Wayne and providing professional land surveying and mapping solutions for residential, commercial, and public works. Find out more at otmlandsurveying.com. Jacob Marcy up for the second time. Takes a pitch in the dirt for ball one. Marcy grounded out to second base, leading off the bottom of the first inning. The crowd still buzzing How about that home run by Joshua Mears? Next pitch, a little bit low, and it's 2-0. Chopper foul behind the plate. 2-1 to count. Derek, the fans were spoiled at the beginning of the 2022 season, especially after that sensational five-game and one-at-bat series he had in Lansing. Here's a drive hit into right center field. That's got some pop. That's going to go on the wall. Marcy's going to make the turn, and he stops at second with a two-out double. With his two at-bats now, in his last eight-plus games, he is now 19 for 33. By my math, that's a 570 average.
Yeah, it's just incredible. And what he has been doing over that stretch. I mean, even for the season now, up in the 840s in terms of OPS, that's one of the best in franchise history if he stays on that pace in a tin cap single season throughout the club's history.
Noelia and Cedeno takes a pitch in the dirt for ball one. Marcy hit 565 in the series at Lansing last week. Here's a fastball taken for a strike that evens the count at 1-1. Jacob was 2-for-4 with a walk last night. Swing and a miss. 1-2 now the count. And he went 3-for-4 plus a walk on Tuesday night. So that's 5-6 hits now. There goes Marcy from second. Here's a shot down the right field line. It is a fair ball. In to score easily is Marcy. Cedeno will stop at second with an RBI double. 4-1 Tin Caps. Back-to-back two base hits. Both coming with two outs in the inning.
And that's the third extra base hit of the inning. The Caps are not wasting any time picking up right where they left off with the offense in the bottom of the ninth yesterday.
Nathan Martorella at the plate. He's hit by the pitch, and he's not a happy camper. You got both the umpire, Guillermo Rodriguez, and the Dayton catcher, Matt Nelson, trying to settle Nathan Martorella down.
Well, it certainly looks bad from Parks in that situation. It hit him right below the hip, a 96-mile-an-hour heater, and it was right at his hip. And so that's going to frustrate anybody, but Parks has just had a horrible night. I mean, he started the game by walking the bases loaded with one out in the first inning. And since then, in this inning, while he's cut down on the walks, now he's given up two doubles and a homer in this frame alone. So certainly frustrated, and you can understand his frustration, and the command has just not been there for him tonight.
Yeah, and pitching coach Todd Naskadov out to the mound to try to settle his pitcher down.
I have a hard time believing, genuinely, that there could have been any intent behind that because Parks has not been able to control his fastball all night.
Well, based on the fact that in the first inning, the three walks and a wild pitch.
Right. It's just bad timing. And again, yeah, it's a little bit of an overthrow to a lefty after being frustrated that the two outs, you know, he had two outs in this inning, and yes, he did give up the homer, but now it's gotten worse, and the Caps continue to threaten, and now you've got a big prospect at the plate.
Ethan Salas walked his first time tonight. First time up, I should say. And he takes a pitch low for ball one. Pop foul left side, and that'll drift into the seats. foul ball, strike, and the count's even at 1-1. Inside, 2-1 now the count. Downfield straight up. Deep at first, second, and short. Just over halfway back is Stewart at third. Foul tip in and out of the glove of the catcher Nelson, but that evens the count up at 2-2. Here's the set by Parks. Inside, full count with two outs. That means the base runners, Cedeno at second, Martorella at first, will be on the move. Swing and a miss. Sawa strikes out and the inning is over, but the tin caps strike. Two runs on three hits, all extra base hits. No errors and two runners left on base. At the end of two, tin caps on top of Dayton 4-1. We go to the third. Derek will have the call on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
Dear baseball fans, elevate your game with Toyota Hybrids. The RAV4 Hybrid hits it out of the park with versatility and adventure. The Camry Hybrid is a stylish playmaker with championship DNA. The Corolla Hybrid is an MVP of value. And the Highlander Hybrid scores a double play with comfort and safety. These Toyota Hybrids step up to the plate and drive it long with impressive MPGs. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
In the heart of America, a UTV is being built every day from the ground up. It's a vehicle built with over 75% American-made components, representing everything we stand for as Americans. Courage, strength, perseverance, and sharing life's precious moments together. The UTV you own makes all the difference. It's not just a reflection of what you do, but who you are and what you stand for. It's the UTV that does more, because it stands for more. Landmaster.
Tin Caps fans, here's a great idea for your next getaway. Make the easy drive south to French Lick Resort. You can have family fun at the French Lick Springs Hotel or a more romantic escape at the West Baden Springs Hotel. Step back in time and share our amazing history. Come during the week when you can really spread out and enjoy all that French Lick Resort has to offer. Check us out online at FrenchLick.com.
Must be 21 to enter casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Sit back and relax. This is Fort Wayne Tin Caps Baseball.
Top of the third in downtown Fort Wayne. It's the Tin Caps who lead Dayton 4-1. I'm Derek Decker with Mike Maz and our studio producer and engineers Adam Lundy tonight. Top of the order up for Dayton. Edwin Arroyo takes ball one low and in. And the Dragons now trailing by three. Next pitch, just off the inside corner, 2-0. Delayed start tonight by 42 minutes. Some rain this afternoon, and then right before first pitch was scheduled, 2-0 grounded foul. And then we got underway, and it has been a task to get through the first two innings tonight. 2-1 pitch. On the ground is short. One-handed stop by Dale. Slings over to first, just in time to get the speedy Arroyo streaking down the line. Nipped him by half a step. One out.
Well, one thing we have seen so far from Henry Baez tonight, keeping the ball down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 putouts, all on infield grounders.
Sal Stewart, third baseman, swings and flies one into right. Joshua Mears, two steps to his right, plants his feet, makes the catch, shoulder high, two away. Yeah, to your point, Mike, Baez has been one of the best in the California League at keeping balls on the ground. In fact, he had the second best ground ball rate in the league. amongst pitchers that threw at least 80 innings. So 54% of the balls in play that were putouts were on the ground. First pitch down and away from the left fielder, Cade Hunter, swings a lefty stick. Two out, bases empty, and it's 4-1 Tin Caps in the third. Here's the 1-0. Hard shot off Baez's foot. It kicks to the third baseman, Pauly, who throws out Hunter at first. It hit his shoe, and like a rocket ship, shot out to the left. Pauly somehow corralled it and then threw out Cade Hunter, who has good speed at first, and Baez walked off the mound like he was just fine as he heads back down the steps and into the first base dugout. Quick inning for Henry Baez. Dragons go down in order for the second time tonight. Bottom of the third on the other side. Tin Caps 4, Dragons 1 on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Autumn Ridge and Cherry Hill Golf Clubs are open to the public. Play two of Northeast Indiana's finest golf courses 7 days a week. Both courses are perfect for company outings, banquets, and wedding receptions. Beautifully manicured and featuring some of the most challenging play in the area, both courses now feature new senior tees. Autumn Ridge's Grill Room is open daily until 6 p.m., so stop in after your round for a beer and great food. For tee times and outings, contact Autumn Ridge at 637-8727 and Cherry Hill at 485-8727.
And now, a public sausage announcement.
Hi, I'm Mike from Johnsonville. Are your taste buds bored stupid with lame hot dogs? Is your grill crying out for something spicy and exciting?
I'm a grill crying out for something spicy and exciting.
Take immediate action with over 70 Johnsonville varieties. Like Firecracker, made with hot peppers that'll kick your taste buds right in the keister.
That sounds delicious.
It is, grill. It really is.
This has been a public sausage announcement from Johnsonville.
This is Tin Caps Baseball on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
IA affiliates of the Padres and the Reds battling tonight. Fort Wayne and Dayton. Fort Wayne has a 4-1 lead. And the left-handed Graham Pauly watches ball one sail outside. From the right arm of Hunter Parks in his third frame of work. It has been rocky so far. Next pitch, generous outside corner, 1-1. Four runs, three hits for Fort Wayne, only one hit for Dayton. And that produced a run. The pitch, ground ball, back behind the mound. Arroyo charges, gloves, throws on the run, and gets Pauly by a step. One out and no one on for the first baseman, Carlos Luis.
One thing we're seeing tonight, the defensive play of both shortstops, Arroyo and Jared Dale.
Pitch to Luis. Rolled foul, past first, and into the Tin Caps bullpen. Well, Arroyo certainly well known for not only his offense, but probably even more so for his defense. A one pitch way outside. Count evens at a ball and a strike. But the 19-year-old Arroyo came over in the Castillo deal last year from the Mariners. Ground ball foul, 1-2. Probably has defensive future at shortstop. And that's not always the case in the minor leagues when you see guys playing short. The 1-2. Just down and in, and it's 2-2. Jared Dale in the on-deck circle for the Tin Caps. The pitch. Ground ball fought off toward third the other way. Scooped up by Stewart. His throw a little high. Rogers able to hold on to the bag. And Luis is out. Two away. And here is the aforementioned Dale. Only his second week with the club this year. After being the everyday shortstop and middle infielder last year for Fort Wayne. Struggled offensively, though, been off to a better start this year. First pitch low and away. Dale bouncing back after injury.
I'm trying to remember if it's a 12 or 13 hour difference time-wise between Fort Wayne and Melbourne. It's one or the other.
1-0, yanked foul on a line down toward the Dayton bullpen. That's up the third baseline.
Which means it's either 8:34 a.m. Friday morning or 9:34 Friday morning in Australia.
The pitch, foul tip into the glove, and it's strike two. 14 hours is 14. The difference, Mike. So it's 10:34 tomorrow. 1-2 pitch, right at the knees. Dale is down looking, and it's the first 1-2-3 frame for Hunter Parks. Both offenses go down in order in the third. We head to the fourth at Parkview Field. It's Fort Wayne 4 and Dayton 1 on the TimCats Radio Network.
It's the people behind the jobs that make our businesses work. Paying them on time is one of the most important things you can do. Horizon Payroll is a solutions-oriented company. Is your business seasonal, or do you run a small to mid-sized company? We have the flexibility to tailor our payroll and HR solutions to your needs. At Horizon, we stand behind you. Horizon Payroll, a proud sponsor of Fort Wayne Tin Caps Baseball.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's time to think golf. And when you think golf in Northeast Indiana, think Noble Hawk Golf Links in Kendallville. The game of golf is all about good times with special people, and that's why our staff is always so friendly and excited to see you. Join us this season and take advantage of our new and reduced golf fees. We are sure to have a price that's just right for you. For details on everything that is happening at Noble Hawk, visit NobleHawk.com or give us a call at 349-0900. Noble Hawk, nice people here for you.
The Caps are on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Fourth inning in Northeast Indiana, 4-1 Tin Caps over Dayton. 68-degree night. It's clear now after some earlier rain. And a nice Thursday night crowd joining us for Thirsty Thursday. The Caps offense has impressed so far. First pitch grounded foul by Jack Rogers, the cleanup hitter for Dayton. He's followed by Callahan and Ibarra in his inning. The lone hit for the Dragons coming in the bottom, maybe the top of the second, on Matt Nelson's RBI hit. And that's the only one they've had so far, with 12 men sent to the plate. Baez has been solid. One walk and a hit batter. The 0-1. Bounced foul past first. Baez has also tallied one strikeout so far, which is pretty comparable to his numbers at the single A level. Low strikeouts for the most part. 0-2, wave, and a miss. He dices up Rogers on three pitches to start the fourth inning. It brings up Tyler Callahan, the second baseman for Dayton. Part of the reason for Baez's promotion was, well, it's twofold, really, and perhaps multifold. First pitch is grounded sharply through the left side of the infield. That's a base hit. Scooped up by Murphy, the left fielder. And it's a one-out single the other way for Tyler Callahan. And that gives way to the DH 290-pounder Ruben Ibarra. But Tin Caps, first of all, desperate need of an extra starter. Bodie Rascone has been down with injury, and the Tin Caps have been rolling with two bullpen days a week over the last couple of series. Runner takes off. First pitch to Ibarra. Called a strike. Throw down to second. Not nearly in time. And with a feet-first slide, Callahan has a swipe.
He was thrown out for just the fourth time this year last night trying to steal a base.
So Callahan's out in scoring position. One out. top of the fourth, Fort Wayne leading 4-1. Long pause, now the 0-1. Cut and a miss by Ibarra. Bottom dropped out of that splitter, 90 miles an hour on the inside corner.
I'll tell you, between Callahan and Arroyo, they've combined for 51 stolen bases and 60 tries.
Throw back to second, tag applied, not in time. Inside move by Baez nearly picked off Callahan. And it was definitely close at second, but he clearly beat it. Getting a look at the replay.
It looked to me like Baez hesitated for just a split second before letting go of the ball.
I don't think he initially had plans to throw that. Now the two strike. Grounded, left side of the infield, picked up by the third baseman, Pauly. Gathers, shuffles, and throws to first. Ibarra's out. Callahan did move up to third because that ball was hit off the line, even though it was in front of him. And there are now two away and a runner at third for Austin Hendrick. Caps holding a 4-1 lead over Dayton. Two runs in both the first and the second innings tonight. First pitch to Hendrick. Off the end of the bat, foul into the Dayton dugout toward third. A couple of big groups still here at Parkview Field tonight. Some long sleeves, even some sweatshirts starting to make their way out. A fall field this evening. Still a little wet. 0-1. In the air, down the third baseline. Foul ground. Pauly toward the tarp. Makes the catch. He nudges the tarp on the way by, but tracked that into his glove in the Dayton bullpen. And that gets Baez out of trouble in the fourth. We've played 3.5 at Parkview Field. Fort Wayne leading Dayton 4-1 on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
There are many ways to say Miller Lite has more taste and only one more calorie than Michelob Ultra. You could say it with your show choir buddies at your high school reunion.
Miller Lite has more taste and only one more calorie than Michelob Ultra.
However you say it, it's Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2021 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer for 12 fluid ounces. Miller Lite, 96 calories, 3.2 carbs. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 carbs. Taste test performed by Institute for Perception, February 2018.
The best tires, the best service. We are Best One Tire and Service. Best One isn't just in our name, it's who we are. Best One Tire puts over 1 million tires on the road every year. Through our competitive prices and name brand tires, we're delivering the value and service you expect from the best. Best One Tire and Service, proud sponsors of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps with 10 locations in Northeast Indiana. Find one near you at bestonetire.com. Best One Tire and Service, selling tires, serving people.
At Greater Fort Wayne, Inc., we know more jobs and higher wages mean more opportunities for you and your family. So we're working for you, recruiting companies nationwide and helping Allen County businesses thrive. And we're getting results. 5,400 plus new jobs, more than $2 billion in private investment, bold projects to make our community a magnet for high-wage jobs. And we're just getting started. Greater Fort Wayne, Inc. Growing jobs, growing wages, growing the economy. Learn more at gfwgo.com.
From the heart of downtown Fort Wayne to across the heartland, this is Tin Caps Baseball. Caps on.
Last of the fourth in downtown Fort Wayne. Caps have a 4-1 lead over Dayton in the third game of this six-game set. Tin Caps won last night 6-4. Dayton won the opener Tuesday 6-4. And now Joshua Mears leads off the fourth against Parks. First pitch in for a strike above the knees. And Mears crushed one his first time at the plate. First home run in well over a month. 0-1. Strike two, generous outside corner. Big open stance for the right-handed batter. And the 0-2 hits him. On the hand, it appeared. Mears is shaking out his left hand, and Parks continues to struggle with control. Lauren Gottschall, the athletic trainer, is out of the Fort Wayne dugout to check on Mears, who's about 60 feet up the line and still walking toward first. Ouch. Johnny Matthews and Jerry Downs, the two base coaches, also join on the look at Mears. Unfortunately, that's the kind of place to get hit where it can really cause some damage.
Yep.
Mears is staying in the game.
It's the second batter that Parks has hit tonight. He drilled Martorella back in the second inning.
Both times he's hit Fort Wayne batters, it's been on 95-mile-an-hour heaters, too. Brings up Kai Murphy with nobody out. First pitch to him. Grounded foul off the rail in front of the Fort Wayne dugout. That's at the first baseline here at Parkview Field. Strike one. Mears is a threat to steal second. Big lead. Leaning away from the first base bag. 0-1. Ground ball right side. Picked up by Callahan. Throws to second one. Relay to first is late. Murphy beats out the double play, but Mears is forced out, and there's one away.
No, he got a late start, he being Joshua Mears, taking off for second.
Well, he had to hold up because the ball was hit right in front of him, and he wanted to avoid contact there. And it, you're right, it definitely threw the timing off, because if Mears breaks on the pitch there, probably the play is at first instead of second. And now here's Jacob Marcy, the leadoff hitter. First pitch hit in the air to right. Hendricks stumbles for a moment, now crashes in, looking back into the lights. Makes the catch in medium right center. Two away. Time for Cedeno, runner at first. TCAPs in their green Fort jerseys tonight. Ford in black lettering on the front. Flag above it. It is a tremendous jersey. Throwback to first. Close play. But the throw was not quite on target. So Murphy's able to slide back in safely to the backside of the first base bag. Now the pitch. In for a strike, outer half.
Of all the uniforms that the Tin Caps have worn this year, I love that green uniform they're wearing tonight. The green with the white lettering and the white numbers.
The strike one, low and in. Murphy a short lead from first, the 1-1. That's inside for ball two. One of the great things about working in Fort Wayne is they let you wear jerseys on the broadcast sometimes. That is the case on this Thursday night. Now the pitch. Low and in. Cedeno thought about taking a rip at that. Held up on a sweeping breaking ball at 78 that finished down near his knee. He's ahead in the count 3-1 and now asks for time as he readjusts his batting gloves and his helmet. Hunter Parks has been better over the last couple of innings. 3-1. Smashed off the glove of Stewart on a line into left field. Murphy heads up to second and stops there as the throw goes into third. And it's a two-out line drive single the other way for Nerwillian Cedeno. Stewart was playing well off the line. The third baseman was playing basically in the shortstop position. Almost snared that, but it went off the edge of his glove and kicked into left. So the Tin Caps have two runners on and two out for Nathan Martorella. Searching for his first hit, though he's been aboard twice. First pitch strike.
Counting the game-winning home run last night, Cedeno now has reached base in each of his last four at-bats.
Double and a single here tonight, the 0-1. Swing and a foul in and out of the glove of Nelson at the plate. Nothing and two on the Tin Caps' lefty slugger who leads the Midwest League in RBIs. 72 on the season. The 0-2. Bouncer foul wide of first.
Well, his 16 home runs have him in a four-way tie for second in the league in that category.
Park stares in, has his sign, sets and deals. High and away for ball one. Martorella back of the box, tight to the plate, knees bent, bat not moving much behind his shoulder. The 1-2. In the dirt again, backhanded stop by Nelson as it bounces in front of the plate. And Hunter Parks wants a fresh baseball to attack the 2-2 against Martorella. This is not an easy guy to strike out. Martorella doesn't strike out a lot. One of the best walk-to-strikeout ratios in the league, top 10. The 2-2. In the dirt again, and the count goes from 0-2 to a full count with two runners on and two out. Bottom of the fourth inning, and Fort Wayne leading Dayton 4-1. 17-year-old catcher Ethan Salas waits on deck. Payoff pitch. In the dirt, ball four. And Parks, if you include the hit batters, has issued his sixth free pass tonight. Base is jammed for Ethan Salas.
Derek, I'm stunned that Dathan doesn't have anybody throwing in their bullpen right now.
First pitch to Salas. High for ball one. Salas walked in the first, struck out in the second. Honestly, Mike, so am I. Parks is sitting up near 80 pitches right now. Here's the 1-0. Check swing, Salas went too far. It's 1-1. And a gap shot here busts this game open. It's teetering right now. The Caps up 3.
I'm thinking about a granny. Would blow this lid off this place.
Next pitch low, 2 balls and a strike to Salas. Compact left-handed swing for the 17-year-old number one Padres prospect. The pitch. Ball three just off the plate outside. No place to put Salas with the bases loaded here in the fourth. Parks kicks and fires. Fly ball foul out of play over the roof. And it's 3-2 on Salas.
And just now Dayton gets a pitcher starting to throw in their bullpen down the left field line.
Parks comes to the plate. Payoff pitch. Called strike three. Salas down looking. A breaking ball that grabs the inside corner. And the side is retired. Caps leave the bases loaded in the bottom of the fourth, but they still lead 4-1 as we head to the fifth on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
In the heart of America, a UTV is being built every day from the ground up. It's a vehicle built with over 75% American-made components, representing everything we stand for as Americans. Courage, strength, perseverance, and sharing life's precious moments together. The UTV you own makes all the difference. It's not just a reflection of what you do, but who you are and what you stand for. It's the UTV that does more, because it stands for more. Landmaster.
Best service, best product.
Before you paint, talk to the paint experts at your local Do It Best Hardware. Their paint team can help you get the right kind of paint and accessories. Painting can be fun, especially when you find the perfect color for your room. Do It Best can color match thousands of colors. So, the only limitation is your imagination. Bring your ideas to your neighborhood Do It Best Hardware and let them help turn your ideas into reality.
Best service, best products.
The Orchard Team Store at Parkview Field is your home for official Fort Wayne Tin Caps gear. The Orchard is the only place where you can find Tin Caps hats, jerseys, shirts, baseball cards, and so much more. All ages, all sizes, brands like Nike, Jordan, and Under Armour. Shop year-round at Parkview Field Monday through Friday, plus on game days. And remember, you can always shop 24/7 online at tincaps.com.
From Parkview Field to across the Midwest, the Tin Caps are right at home on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM, Fort Wayne Sports Station.
It was 1989, my thoughts were
so. We've hit the top of the fifth in Fort Wayne. Caps up 4-1 over Dayton. Join the Tin Caps Trivia powered by Remedy Live now at tincapstrivia.com. All fans are encouraged to participate in this interactive trivia contest for chances to win great prizes. Matt Nelson hits the first pitch to right on a line, and it drops in for a hit. Nelson starts the fifth inning with his second hit of the game. It's only the third for Dayton. Leadoff man aboard for the first time tonight for the Dragons. Again, you can win great prizes when you head to tincapstrivia.com right now. Here's the nine-hitter, Carlos Jorge. He's had a tough week here in Fort Wayne. The pitch. Liner to left, base hit. Back-to-back line drive singles on the first pitches of the at-bats against Baez. First two men aboard for Dayton here in the fifth.
And I know it's only the fifth inning, but with those two base hits, Edwin Royal comes to the plate representing the tying run.
And it's a dangerous hitter, too. A guy who tripled twice in yesterday's game. Finished the game 2-for-4. Also had a pair of hits in Tuesday's series opener. Here's the offering. Just off the outside corner, ball one. Royal ranked number 3 in the Red system. The set, the 1-0. Pop-up foul, drifts out of play, third base side. Arroyo is approaching 20 years old. He'll turn 20 next week. And the 1-1. Over the plate, but low. Ball two from Baez. Pitch count for Baez is in better shape than Dayton starter Hunter Parks. Baez in the low 60s here in the fifth. This is a guy that's had plenty of longevity this season, getting deep into games. The 2-1. High chopper to second, picked up by Cedeno. Looks at second, but his only plays at first. So he tosses it over to Luis. Arroyo's out. Nelson and Jorge each advance 90 feet. Now runners at second and third. One out for Sal Stewart.
In days of old, that used to be called the Baltimore chop. Get the ball either on the plate or in front of the plate, and it just floats out to the Indian field.
I don't think it's just the days of old. That's still a term that gets floated around now and then. Sal Stewart takes the first pitch low, ball one. Can't date yourself too much, Mike.
No, the rumor has it I was born shortly after Methuselah.
Here's the 1-0. Popped up, foul to the right and into the lower bowl after a carom. Slightly less than half full lower bowl of dark green seatbacks at Parkview Field. The pitch. Sweeping breaking ball low and away, 2-1 to the righty Stewart with two runners in scoring position. Nightfall is upon us. Lights are on in effect. Days are getting shorter, too, as we hit the middle of August. The next offering. Shot foul out of the ballpark. 2-2.
Well, I don't think there's any question this is the key at-bat of the ball game to this point. You're up by 3, but you've got runners at second and third, and a base hit more than likely would score 2 and cut the lead to just a single run.
Pair of singles on the first two pitches of this inning by the 8 and 9 hitters for Dayton have action on the bases. Open stance for Stewart from the right side. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Just inside. Baez did not miss by much, and the count is full. First base is open here with a full count. Payoff pitch. Clubbed into right center. That's in for a hit. Marcy fields it on the backhand, but Nelson and Jorge each score. Two-run single for Sal Stewart, and all of a sudden it's a 4-3 ball game. Dayton back in it in the fifth.
I wonder if you thought about the previous pitch, which was oh so close but was called a ball and not a strike three.
So it's now 4-3, and Cade Hunter's at the plate. Tin Caps pitching coach Carlos Chavez is out of the dugout for Fort Wayne to mull things over with Henry Baez. Bullpen still quiet for now, but some action beginning to stir. Good time to remind you that Tin Caps Baseball is brought to you in part by Meijer. Book your next birthday party at Parkview Field this season. Birthday packages include game tickets, a team autographed baseball, cupcakes from the Meijer Bakery, and so much more. Get details at tincaps.com. Well, ironically, Dayton now out hitting Fort Wayne in this game 5-4. It's 4-3 Tin Caps. They got their four runs with two scoring in each of the first and second frames. But it was with a lot of help from Hunter Parks, who struggled with his command tonight for Dayton. He's managed to limp through four innings. He's probably done. And now the left-handed Cade Hunter at the plate with a runner at first and one out. And a pitch. Off the plate outside, 1-0. Hunter, a pair of groundouts tonight induced by Baez. Average lead at first for Stewart. The pitch. Upstairs, ball two.
Tin Caps have a right-hander up and throwing in their bullpen now.
Here's the 2-0. Way up and away, ball three. The untrained and unfocused eye appears to be Carter Lowen down there, loosening up for Fort Wayne. Canadian righty. So Baez has fallen behind Hunter 3-0 with a runner at first. And now the pitch, way inside, ball four. Four-pitch walk following the two-run single by Stewart, and Dayton is threatening to take the lead. They trail by only one, and the cleanup hitter, Jack Rogers, who is hitless tonight, but had a two-run homer yesterday and three hits on Tuesday, is at the plate.
Dangerous batter.
Baez set at the belt. He deals. Ball one, high and outside. He's missed with five straight.
Eric, I'll make an uneducated guess. This is the last batter Baez is going to face tonight, one way or the other.
Pitch count in the mid-70s, the 1-0. Line drive foul off the netting above the third base dugout. Baez, first base side of the rubber. Looks back at second. Runner from second takes off. Pitch called a strike. Throw to third, not in time. Stewart steals third off Baez. And now runners at the corners and a 1-2 count. Time called by Salas, who will give out defensive signals on what they want to do here. Don't have a big contact hitter in Rogers at the plate. Struck out three times yesterday. And already once here tonight. The 1-2. Line drive into left for a hit. Stewart scores from third. It's a tie game. Jack Rogers evens this game at four with a liner the other way. And it's a brand new ball game here in the top of the fifth. Caps have lost a three-run lead. And Dayton is still threatening. And that's going to be the end of the rope for Henry Baez tonight. So he exits with the game tied at four. Carter Lowen is coming on out of the bullpen. This call to the bullpen brought to you by Gerber Collision and Glass. Contact them today for a free collision auto body repair estimate or auto glass quote at GerberCollision.com. This puts an end to the high A debut of Henry Baez. Fort Wayne and Dayton square at four apiece in the top of the fifth. And with Lowen coming on, we step aside and come back after this on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
It's time to think golf. And when you think golf in Northeast Indiana, think Noble Hawk Golf Links in Kendallville. The game of golf is all about good times with special people, and that's why our staff is always so friendly and excited to see you. Join us this season and take advantage of our new and reduced golf fees. We are sure to have a price that's just right for you. For details on everything that is happening at Noble Hawk, visit noblehawk.com or give us a call at 349-0900. Noble Hawk, nice people here for you.
1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM is your home for Tin Caps Baseball. On the radio, online, on your home speaker, or on the 1380 The Fan app. Listen to every game this season and take a look at our upcoming schedule at 1380thefan.com.
Located in the heart of downtown Fort Wayne, Three Rivers Luxury Apartments represent the very best in stylish city living, close to restaurants, shops, and the River Greenway. Recently enhanced by a multi-million dollar renovation, Three Rivers features beautifully renovated, modern apartments plus amenities like a state-of-the-art fitness center, a dog park, garage parking, and lobby art galleries featuring local artists. Three Rivers also offers secured entries with intercom access, not to mention excellent panoramic city and river views. Learn more at Three Rivers Luxury apartment.com.
This is Tin Caps Baseball on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Dayton and Fort Wayne now tied at four, top of the fifth inning in Fort Wayne. Carter Lowen out of the pen, big righty for the Tin Caps as Baez has seen his high A debut come to a close. Tyler Callahan's at the plate, runners at first and second. First pitch from Lowen goes right back to the screen. And both runners advance into scoring position on the wild pitch. So now the go-ahead run at third for the Dragons, and the infield pulled in for Fort Wayne. For Baez, it was his shortest start in more than 2 months, going all the way back to early June, the last time he didn't make it through the fifth in a start.
Now Lowen needs a strikeout in the worst way.
Left-handed Callahan has been on twice tonight. The 1-0. Outside for a ball. Lowen, 24-year-old from Vancouver. The pitch. Hits him on the foot. It popped up and then bounced up the third base line toward the Dayton dugout, but it hit Callahan on the top of the foot. He jogs that off, and now the bases are loaded for Dayton with one out. And now you've got Ruben Ibarra, biggest guy on the team at the plate, who has plenty of home run power. Physically intimidating is Ibarra, 6'4", 290. First pitch, a strike.
And that was on the outer half of the plate.
Ibarra played at San Jose State. Here's the next. In the air to left. Pretty deep. Murphy's got a beat on it. Back near the track. Reaches out and makes the catch. Runners from second and third each tag. Hunter scores from third. Rogers up to third in his place. Ibarra gives Dayton the lead with a sacrifice fly. 5-4 in the top of the fifth.
Tin Caps are fortunate that Ibarra didn't get all of that. It was almost like a little flip swing, and that ball carried over 320 feet.
So now the ninth batter of the inning for Dayton, Austin Hendrick is at the plate. A four-run fifth inning for the Dragons. Pitch is low, ball one. Average lead at first for Callahan. The pitch. Fouled straight back. But a big base stealer this year, Callahan. 24 swipes coming into the series. Owen from the belt. Deals the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Big cut by Hendrick. He comes up empty. 1-2.
Carter took something off on that pitch. Just an 86 mile an hour pitch. Previous pitch was in the low 90s.
Runners at first and third. Two out in the fifth. Here's the pitch. Grounded wide of first. Off the sidewall and then bounces back into fair territory. It's 5-4 Dragons. This game has been completely flipped on its head. Fort Wayne led early 4-1 after two. They had roughed up Hunter Parks, the starter. But this has been a marathon top of the fifth inning for Dayton. Four runs across. The 1-2. Inside by a little and the count evens. Batter's box lines on the inside part have disappeared, or else that would have been on the chalk. It was a close-ish miss for Lowen. Big deep breath, now the pitch. In the dirt, nearly hit his back foot. Count full against Hendrick. .214 hitter, who is 0-for-2 tonight. Four hits in the inning, four runs for Dayton. They lead 5-4 over Fort Wayne. Luis now playing behind the runner at first. He'll get an early start. Here's the payoff. Fouled back, out of play. Slowly evolving Thursday night game here in downtown Fort Wayne. One that does have playoff implications. We're less than a month from the end of the season. Tin Caps and Dragons, each a game and a half out of first. Lowen steps off. And by the way, West Michigan leading in the eighth tonight over South Bend, 2-1. Lowen's ready. Here's a payoff again. Wave and a miss. Hendrick goes down swinging to end the inning, and a huge strikeout for Carter Lowen. However, Dayton grabs the lead with four runs on four hits in the top of the fifth. They leave two, and we are halfway home on this Thursday night. Fort Wayne now trailing the Dragons 5-4 on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
Right now, you can get big money for your car at O'Daniel Automotive. They'll buy your used car, truck, SUV, or van, all makes and models, even if you don't buy from them. Sell your car to O'Daniel right now for more. O'Daniel Automotive Group. Family-owned, selling 9 automotive brands, and focuses on customer satisfaction. Indiana's Dealer of the Year and winner of the Consumer Satisfaction Award at all 5 of their locations. Get your quote now at BigMoneyForCars.com. That's BigMoneyForCars.com.
I already had an associate degree, but I always knew I wanted to earn my bachelor's. Indiana Tech made it possible, even while I was working a full-time job.
Indiana Tech has quality degree programs that help busy working adults advance their careers, and the personalized support that helps them succeed.
I'd tell anyone thinking about college to enroll in Indiana Tech today. I am so thankful I made the choice.
Learn more today about how Indiana Tech can help you build your bright future at online.indianatech.edu.
1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM is your home for high school football all season long.
Dolovan throws it over the middle, off target, caught by Hill. Hill to the end zone, touchdown!
From opening week kickoff to the state finals at Lucas Oil Stadium, 1380 The Fan brings you the biggest games across Northeast Indiana all season long. The season gets underway Friday as Homestead hosts Carmel. Kickoff at 7:30 on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. The place for Friday night lights.
Sit back and relax. This is Fort Wayne Tin Caps Baseball.
The Reds affiliate Dayton has jumped in front of Fort Wayne 5-4. Bottom of the fifth now, and a new arm in the game for Dayton. First pitch fastball outside to Graham Pauly. It's John Murphy, tall right-hander for Dayton on out of the pen. 6-4 from New Jersey. The 1-0. High for ball two to Pauly. Pitching change brought to you by Shaw Law, Fort Wayne's injury attorneys. Give them a call. 260 all sevens. 2-0 pitch in at the knees, inside third for a strike. Pauly's 0 for 2 tonight, but he did produce a run on a ground out in the first. The next pitch. Fly ball foul. Third base side, twisting over the roof.
Well, Hunter Parks' favorite number tonight was 4. Pitched 4 innings, gave up 4 runs, all 4 runs earned on 4 hits. He walked 4, but he struck out 5.
2-2 is high, full count, and gave up a monster homer to Joshua Mears. Murphy steps off here, and time called by the catcher, Nelson. Graham Pauly pointing out at the pitch clock, arguing that that was a violation. But apparently Nelson got time just before the clock hit zeros. Fans, when you need glass service in your home, your business, or even your vehicle, contact Precision Glass for fast professional glass services. Visit them online at precisionglassfw.com. Graham Pauly at the plate, no one out, full count, bottom of the fifth, Fort Wayne down 5-4. Here's the payoff. Crushed right center field, deep and gone! Graham Pauly's done it again! Pauly ties the game at 5 with his 6th homer in the last 16 games.
Fourteenth home run as a tin cap. And this is only his 42nd game.
It's just incredible. This guy is challenging the lead in the Midwest League for homers for this season, and he joined the club in late June. Tie game at 5. Carlos Luis at the plate. Swings and hits one in the air to left. Sliding attempt by Hunter. He can't get it. It slides past him as he takes a chunk out of the outfield grass with his slide. And Luis with a single the other way. And Tin Caps have their offense grooving here in the bottom of the fifth. In for a slugfest tonight. This game has had life. And already tied for the second different time in the inning. Jared Dale, the shortstop at the plate. Open stance, right side. First pitch, low and away, ball one. John Murphy was signed earlier this year, back in February. Actually, opened up the season down in Daytona and was a reliever down there. Nice, solid numbers over the first few months. Next pitch inside. Dale bends out of the way. 2-0 with a runner on first. Came up and joined the High A club in the middle of May. He was an indie ball guy last year in the Frontier League. 2-0 pitch. Low, ball three.
Both starters are out of the game now. Both getting no decisions tonight.
Short lead at first for Luis. He's not going anywhere. The 3-0 called strike at the knees. Murphy, a former Big Tenner at Maryland. Can't remember who's in the Big Ten these days.
With or without the West Coast teams.
3-1 grounded foul back to the netting behind the plate. It's pretty much anybody's best guess as to who's going to be in what conference in the next 3 or 4 years. But Maryland, not a charter member of the Big Ten.
No.
Recent add back in the 2010s.
Well, they were the regular season Big Ten champs in baseball earlier this year.
Mm-hmm. Payoff pitch. Over but low. Ball four. Dale draws the walk. Luis up to second. And the first three men have reached for Fort Wayne here in the fifth inning in a 5-5 tie. Now up Joshua Mears, who's also been aboard twice. First pitch, high and tight, ball one. That's close to the same spot he took one off the hand his last time at the plate. Demolished a homer back in the second over the home run porch, nearly hit the Harrison building on the fly. The 1-0. Low and in, ball two. Mears has turned into a guy who plays once or twice a series as the season's gone along, but the power's still in that bat. The pitch, cut and a miss. 91 outside half of the plate.
Man, we saw what he can do when he gets ball, a bat on ball back in the second inning.
Murphy set above the belt. The 2-1. Upstairs, ball three. Kai Murphy on deck. No one out in the bottom of the fifth as the Caps trying to retake the lead. They once had it 4-1. The pitch. Outside corner, called a strike. Mears shaking his head as he steps back in the right-handed box. Didn't appreciate that call. It was a couple steps toward first. Would have loaded the bases. Now the payoff. That's in the dirt for ball four. Mears gets the walk anyway. And now four in a row have reached base to start the fifth inning for the Tin Caps. That'll draw a visit from the pitching coach for Dayton, Todd Naskadov. Tin Caps Baseball is brought to you in part by Marathon. Stop by any participating Marathon in Northeast Indiana and pick up a Tin Caps fill-up card, which you can redeem for a buy one, get one free ticket offer. Good for Tuesday and Wednesday games at Parkview Field this season. There's still a couple more of those coming up in our last homestand. To find your nearest Marathon station, visit marathonbrand.com. Fort Wayne and Dayton, even at five apiece. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Five runs, six hits, no errors for each side tonight. Fort Wayne led this game at one time 4-1. Dayton scored four times in the top of the fifth to take the lead for the first time. They've already lost it. Paulie's homer earlier in this inning squared the game at five, and now the Tin Caps have the bags packed and no one out. Kai Murphy, the lefty, at the plate. The pitch. Ground ball weakly hit up the first baseline. It dribbles foul.
Well, for you scoreboard watchers, South Bend has gotten a run in the top of the ninth inning. And they now trail West Michigan 3-2, one out, nobody on.
Murphy's next pitch. Outside, 1-1. To Kai Murphy, no relation. Strikeout and a ground ball hit by Murphy earlier in this game tonight. He scuffled during this series, looking for a big hit to give the Caps the lead. The 1-1. Low and inside near his back foot, ball two.
guarantee you he'll take a base on balls right now. It'll help his team get the lead.
Murphy did have a couple hits last night. After an 0-for-4 start to this series. 2-1 pitch. Low, ball three. Murphy cannot find the zone. No place to put. Kai Murphy. Go ahead, run 90 feet away. 5-5 tie in the fifth. 3-1 pitch. Inside, ball four. Murphy walks three in a row. And Carlos Luis scores from third. And Fort Wayne once again in front, 6-5.
And still nobody out.
Still nobody out. And now the top of the order, Jacob Marcy at the dish, who doubled and scored back in the second. Takes the first pitch for a strike on the far outside reaches of the zone. The next. Just outside. Count evens at 1-1 for the center fielder for Fort Wayne, hitting well over 500 in the last week and a half. Midwest League Player of the Week on Monday for his performance last week at Lansing. The 1-1 fouled in and out of the glove of Nelson, the catcher. Murphy's down at first, Mears at second, Dale is at third. This is already the sixth hitter of the inning. There is no one out. Bases are loaded. Tin Caps leading 6-5, bottom of the fifth. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball by John Murphy. Ties up Marcy, who's barking at Guillermo Rodriguez on his way back to the dugout. Gets the stop sign. And goes down the dugout steps with a strikeout. Erwillian Cedeno is now up. Bag still packed with one away. Marcy actually walks more than he strikes out, so a pretty rare punch out for Jacob Marcy. Cedeno on all three times. Ball one, low and away. Single, double, walk. The double got an RBI with it. He went back-to-back doubles with Marcy in the second inning tonight. Taps up a run. The 1-0. Inside, ball two.
Well, that strikeout of Marcy, that's the 79th time Marcy struck out, but he's walked a league high 86 times this year.
He's actually one of only two guys in the league that are qualified that have walked more than they've struck out this year. Tin Caps trying to bust this game open, leading by a run. Bases loaded. The 2-0. On the ground, foul. Off the rail in front of Dayton's dugout up the third base side. Bullpen action continues for the Dragons. John Murphy is their first reliever tonight. Hunter Parks started this game and threw the first four. Chased after that. Tin Caps now getting to Murphy. Pitch. Outside, ball three. Cedeno in command and seeing the ball really well over the last couple of nights. Here's the pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Full count.
That was a good fastball on the inner half of the plate.
Caps have six grand slams this year. Ties a franchise record. Payoff. Inside, ball four. Murphy's fourth walk of the inning. Scores another. Dale in from third. 7-5 Fort Wayne. And before Dale even gets to the dugout, Brian LaHare, the manager for Dayton, is out to make a change. Things went sour from the get-go for John Murphy. He gets just one out in this fifth inning. Fort Wayne has retaken the lead, 7-5 over Dayton. And this call to the bullpen brought to you by Gerber Collision and Glass. Talk more about the change when we come back. Bases loaded for the Tin Caps, bottom of the fifth, leading Dayton 7-5 on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
Dear baseball fans, elevate your game with Toyota Hybrids. The RAV4 Hybrid hits it out of the park with versatility and adventure. The Camry Hybrid is a stylish playmaker with championship DNA. The Corolla Hybrid is an MVP of value. And the Highlander Hybrid scores a double play with comfort and safety. These Toyota Hybrids step up to the plate and drive it long with impressive MPGs. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM is your home for Tin Caps Baseball on the radio, online, on your home speaker, or on the 1380 The Fan app. Listen to every game this season and take a look at our upcoming schedule at 1380thefan.com.
Located in Fort Wayne, On the Mark provides professional land surveying and mapping solutions for residential, commercial, and public works. Services include boundary surveys, ALTA surveys, topographic surveys, and construction layout. On the Mark is licensed and available for work in Indiana, Michigan, and Kentucky. Learn more at otmlandsurveying.com or on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Defining boundaries, redefining expectations. On the Mark, a proud partner of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps.
The Caps are on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Fort Wayne still threatening in the bottom of the fifth. They lead Dayton now 7-5. They briefly trailed this game in the top of the frame after Dayton scored four, but Tin Caps have countered with three of their own, now leading by two. Four walks in the inning by John Murphy has chased him, and now Brooks Crawford, the righty, comes on to try to clean up the mess. Nathan Martorella at the plate and watches the first pitch strike on the outside half. Crawford 6'4 from Bishop, Georgia. Another experienced pitcher, the 0-1. Low and the count evens. Brooks Crawford has a tall task ahead of him. The base is loaded. 1-1 pitch. Big rip and a miss on a looping 78-mile-an-hour breaking ball. Crawford is 26 years old, just like Murphy. Now the 1-2. In the air to right, not deep. Hendrick comes in, makes the catch. Mears tags from third. Throw goes up the line. And the Tin Caps add another run. Sack fly for Martorella. His league best 73rd RBI of the season. It's now a three-run advantage for the Caps here in the fifth.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised that Mears tagged up and came home. He's got good speed.
Yeah, it wasn't that deep, but throw wasn't on target either. And now Ethan Salas, the catcher at the plate, ninth batter of the inning. Runners at first and second. The pitch fouled right back off of Nelson's mask. Guillermo Rodriguez, the home plate umpire, out to exchange a baseball with Brooks Crawford.
This has been a long fifth inning because Dayton sent nine batters to the plate in the top of the fifth. Tin Caps now their ninth batter in the bottom of the fifth.
Yeah, I think this inning as a whole has taken well over a half an hour. Eight combined runs, four in each half. 8-5 lead for the Tin Caps here in the bottom of the fifth. Crawford comes set below the chin. Deals the 0-1. Strike two in her half. Salas in the hole. Nothing in two. Two strikeouts and a walk so far tonight. But he's been good in his debut series. at home in front of Fort Wayne's fans. The set, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Salas strikes out for the third time tonight. But the Tin Caps are able to retake the lead, scoring four times in the bottom of the fifth. And they carry an 8-5 lead over Dayton into the sixth. You're listening to the Tin Caps Radio Network.
PNC Bank is committed to making a difference in the lives of their customers and communities by helping all move forward financially. As a Main Street bank, they try to do right by their customers with every encounter. Their local teams offer personalized financial advice to help guide customers to making the best decision. They're proud to be part of the Fort Wayne community. See how PNC Bank can make a difference for you at PNC.com. PNC Bank. National Association. Member FDIC.
Locally based in Fort Wayne, Lawnganix is an official partner of the Tin Caps in Parkview Field. Backed by Visionscapes, Lawnganix has been providing fertilizing services for residential and commercial properties in Northeast Indiana for more than 20 years. Looking for lawn care that's safer for kids and pets, produces healthier lawns, and is better for the environment? Check out Lawnganix, an organic approach to lawn care. To learn more about how to strengthen your lawn from the soil up, visit Lawnganix.com and follow Lawnganix on Facebook and Instagram.
Your business is an important part of you, and you have a vision for what it could be. That's why we're here. At Old National Bank, we're ready to listen to your goals, your dreams, and help you turn them into plans. Because to us, your future is important, and your success is everything. So when you're ready to move forward, talk to Old National, the bank named to the world's most ethical companies list 10 times in a row, and the bank ready to not only hear your vision, but see it through. Member FDIC.
This is Tin Caps Baseball on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Tin Caps leading the Dragons 8-5 in the top of the sixth inning. It has been a long night at the ballpark so far. Game that started in a 42-minute rain delay. And then we've had a bit of a long stretch. This game hit a wall in the fifth inning with both sides scoring four times. Matt Nelson, the catcher, is at the plate. He's the eight hitter facing Lowen. Took the first pitch low and away. Next pitch, Nelson just catches a piece of and knocks it foul up the first baseline. Henry Baez started this game for Fort Wayne. High A debut, the 1-1. Wave and a miss by Nelson. Five earned runs in his start. It was a rude awakening at times. For a guy who has not given up five runs in his start since the beginning of June, well over 2 months. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Lowen goes upstairs with a 95-mile-an-hour heater to strike out Nelson. Two punch-outs for Lowen, and that brings up the nine-hitter, Carlos Jorge, who got his first hit of the series in his last at-bat. Squares to bunt the first pitch, tries to pull back, but apparently pulls back late. Pitch was high and tight. But Rodriguez ruling that Jorge was too late getting the back back. So it's strike one. Lowen always out of the stretch. 0-1 is high. Count evens. Lowen's the first arm, though, out of the Fort Wayne bullpen. And we're only in the sixth inning. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Dayton's already used two guys out of the pen. Brooks Crawford came on to get the last two outs of the fifth. Murphy couldn't make it. And Hunter Parks, the Dayton starter, only lasted four tonight. Here comes the 1-2. Foul tip into the glove. Nice hang by Salas. Strikeout number three in a row for Carter Lowen. Two away in the sixth.
my memory is correct, Derek, John talked to Carter on the trip to Lansing last week in a pregame show.
That's correct. Carter's such a friendly guy. Here's the leadoff hitter, Edwin Arroyo, 0 for 3 tonight after a couple triples yesterday. Takes the first pitch strike. Righty against lefty. Lowen spoke at length about his rehab from injury. Next pitch is low. Had Tommy John in 2021. He was with the Tin Caps that year, but had to work his way back up at the back end of 22 with Lake Elsinore. Here's next. Fly ball, towering shot, into right. Mears back. He looks. See ya. Onto the lawn seats for Edwin Arroyo. It's his fifth hit of the series. And it's a solo drive here in the sixth. It gets Dayton within 8-6.
His 11th home run, his 48th run batted in on the season.
That breaks up a string of four straight retired by Lowen. Now Sal Stewart at the dish. Ball one, low and away. But yeah, Lowen has such a positive attitude about where he's come back from injury. The next, outside 2-0. He even had another minor setback at the end of last season, caused him to shut down at the single-A level. 2-0. There's a called strike, outer half. Been a long road back just to get back to where he was before the injury, and that's not an easy thing for a guy to swallow who's 24. 2-1, swung on and missed by Stewart. The count evens up. Bases empty, two out here in the top of the sixth. Fort Wayne leading Dayton 8-6. Here's Lowen's pitch. Foul tip into the glove and another nice hang by Salas. And Carter Lowen strikes out three in the top of the sixth, but a two-out solo bomb for Edwin Arroyo gets the Dragons a run closer. Fort Wayne leads 8-6 as we go to the last of the sixth on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
Dear baseball fans, elevate your game with Toyota Hybrids. The RAV4 Hybrid hits it out of the park with versatility and adventure. The Camry Hybrid is a stylish playmaker with championship DNA. The Corolla Hybrid is an MVP of value. And the Highlander Hybrid scores a double play with comfort and safety. These Toyota Hybrids step up to the plate and drive it long with impressive MPGs. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
Pella Windows and Doors is a proud supporter of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Pella offers fiberglass, wood, and vinyl products, supplying you with the products and expertise needed for your window replacement or new construction projects. Take advantage of their May special, 45% off qualifying installations or 0% off for 48 months. And visit their showroom on Lima Road in Glenbrook Commons or call to schedule your free consultation. Pella Windows and Doors. Let's bring your window and door visions to life.
There's something about a fresh start with a whole new perspective. Because after everything we've been through together, we're all ready to move forward. Maybe that's the home you've been dreaming about, your next set of wheels, or your first checking account. There are so many things you've been waiting to experience, and today you're invited to start something new. At ProFed Credit Union, you're invited. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Housing Lender.
The Caps are on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Tin Caps are in front of Dayton 8-6. Last of the sixth inning. And Graham Pauly's back up because the Tin Caps batted around in the fifth with nine batters coming to the plate. Graham Pauly takes the first pitch strike from Brooks Crawford. He's facing a different pitcher. Was 0 for 2 off